Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
$50,000 and perhaps a tax on employers who don't offer health insurance. Here's CBS's Bob Fuss.
Democrats are struggling on this health reform bill, trying to find a combination of reforms and a way to pay for them that will lower costs, cover the millions of Americans without health insurance, and get 60 votes in the Senate. The White House is keeping up the pressure. Vice President Joe Biden.
The status quo is simply unacceptable.
Also unacceptable to many Democrats, a proposal to tax generous health insurance plans people get at work. Other key questions hanging in this complex negotiation include whether to have a government alternative to private insurance that people can buy and whether to require all employers to contribute something to health insurance for their workers. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Democrats in Congress are accusing top CIA officials of repeatedly misleading lawmakers dating back to 2001, a new firestorm that's engulfing Director Leon Panetta. CBS's Nancy Cordes in Washington.
Intelligence officials tell CBS News that the error that CIA Director Panetta briefed them on last month was an error of omission, not deliberate. But these Democratic members seem to believe there's more to it than that.
Michigan Republican Pete Hoekstra on the CBS Early Show.
Democrats, from my perspective, are looking for some adult supervision. This is very, very bizarre.
To Italy now. President Obama is there meeting with other world leaders, angling for a deal on global warming. Let's go there live now to CBS's Barry Bagnato.
A good-natured ribbing for the president as he rushed in late for a group photo. At the summit table, no such warmth from leaders of developing nations about the G8's endorsement of climate change goals, including a 50% emissions cut by 2050. Too restrictive and burdensome, they say. Environmentalists complain the opposite, that they mean nothing without a concrete plan. On site here, Greenpeace USA Director Phil Radford.
Unless Barack Obama and unless the G8 leaders take more leadership to invest in developing countries and to cut our own pollution, especially in the U.S., other countries won't join. And we won't cut enough pollution to actually solve the problem.
White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says while this is a significant step, it's just one step leading to a major global treaty by year's end.
I'm not entirely sure that we expected to have 8 to 10 years of disagreement wash away in a couple of days in July in Italy.
Live in L'Aquila, Italy, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
Treating the wounded in Iraq after deadly roadside bombings in Baghdad. Two suicide bombers also hit the home of an anti-terrorism officer in northern Iraq. All the attacks killed at least 34 people, injuring 70. In Afghanistan, a huge bomb blast killed 25 people, including 13 children. Two NATO soldiers were killed in southern Afghanistan. In Iran, there are calls for new anti-government demonstrations, and a top official warns police will smash any protest attempts. Reporter Borzu Daragani has been talking with dissidents.
What they say is, look, I'm not prepared to die, but I'm prepared to get tear gas. I'm prepared to get beaten, hurt, broken bones, a couple weeks in jail. I'm prepared to do that, but I'm not stupid enough to want to die for this.
Internet security watchers say there have been more cyber attacks, slowing some U.S. and South Korean websites. Government sites have been part of the assault, impact limited so far. North Korea suspected of launching the trouble. It's 4 minutes after the hour.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Police in Wheat Ridge are looking for a man who is up to something stinky. They say someone was caught on camera dumping waste from his camper into a sewage drain that leads to the high school's property.
We would have actually released into the natural waters into the city and contaminated basically what comes around to drinking water for the city of Wheat Ridge, and that's unacceptable.
Kim Henry with the Jefferson County School District. It's costing the district $250,000 to clean up the mess. Crews who battle wildfires have had a break because of all the recent rain, but that could change as we approach the height of summer.
For us, we know that's going to be trouble down the road when the rains stop and these fuels start to dry out.
West Metro Fire Captain Steve Abrams. Sports, Joe Sakic announces his retirement from hockey today, and the Rockies will host the Braves tonight after beating the Washington Nationals 10-4 and getting the sweep in that series. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It's a pretty good start to this morning's commute. Speeds are decent on I-25 to and through the tech center. No problems to report on 76 either. We have a surface.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
After a legal battle which lasted almost a full year, Project Runway is set to return to screens in August. The main difference will be its location. Instead of airing on Bravo, season 6 of Runway will have a new home, Lifestyle. Despite its new location, the show promises fans the exact same show they know and love. The new producers or network bosses didn't want to change a thing.
Demi Moore has reportedly offered Scottish singing sensation Susan Boyle close to $50,000 to sing at her and Ashton Kutcher's fourth wedding anniversary later this year. A source close to the couple has revealed that they think that Susan is absolutely brilliant and that she would eat Ashton alive if she got her hands on him.
It took the guys at Apple a while, but the iPhone finally has many of the functions you'd expect in a handset of this caliber. Fanboys, that's the name given to diehard Apple fanatics, had been screaming out for features such as cut and paste abilities, stereo Bluetooth audio, additional landscape keyboard functionality, laptop tethering capabilities, and more. Now, thanks to the new 3.0 software update, the fanboys are happy. For now.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
24 world-renowned chefs, each battling for the title Top Chef Master. Yes, Bravo's Top Chef has a spin-off show, and it's just as tasty as the original. This time, though, the chefs don't have to live together. They just have to cook together, against each other, navigating waters similar to those experienced by their less experienced Top Chef predecessors. These guys are pros, though, so it should all be smooth sailing, right?
Mutter. On the show coming up around 6:30 or 6:35, we'll talk about several issues. We'll talk about health care, most importantly. He also has a friend-raiser volunteer appreciation picnic coming up this Saturday. Also talk about some housing issues and anything else that the congressman is working on. Catch up and see how his summer's going. That's coming up at 6:30. And at 7 o'clock, we're going to be joined by Center for American Progress fellow Peter Harbage. Talk about health care. And looks like there's some new national news going on in the health care debate. And I'm going to go ahead and throw out some national news stories this first segment, and I'll probably do some local news. And then if you have any phone calls or if there's any phone callers that want to talk to me between now and 6:30, I'm at 303-713-7600 on any of these stories I'll bring up here. House Dems look at taxing the rich for health care. Now, this is from the AP this morning. House Democrats at work on health legislation are narrowing in on an income tax surcharge on the highest paid earners, wage earners, to help pay the cost of subsidizing insurance for the 50 million who lack it. Pushing to complete a comprehensive health care bill by Friday and bring it up for committee votes next week, House Dems abandoned earlier money-raising proposals, including a payroll tax. They plan to meet behind closed doors today to fine-tune the details. The action in the House stood in contrast to the Senate, where Democrats edged away from their goal of passing health care legislation by early August amid heightening partisan controversy over tax increases and a proposed new government role in providing insurance to consumers. As discussed in Tax Writing House Ways and Means Committee, the surtax would apply to individuals with adjusted gross income of more than $200,000 and couples over $250,000, according to officials involved in the discussion. In addition, key lawmakers are expected to call for a tax or fee equal to a percentage of a worker's salary on employers who do not offer health benefits. Ways and Means Chairman Charles Rangel from New York said his committee needs to come up with $600 billion in new taxes to deliver on President Obama's goal of sweeping changes to the nation's health care system. Hundreds of billions of dollars more would come from cuts to Medicare and Medicaid to pay for legislation expected to cost around $1 trillion over the next 10 years. Top administration officials, including White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel, conferred with Rangel's committee Democrats on Wednesday as they met throughout the day. They know what I'm thinking about, and I have no reason to believe I'll have any problems with them on that part of the bill, Rangel said of the tax proposals. Representative Shelley Berkeley from Nevada, a member of the panel, said the proposed surtax on high-income taxpayers appealed to her and others as a way to avoid a nickel-and-dime approach involving numerous smaller tax increases. Lawmakers cautioned that no final decisions have been made either by Tax Writing Committee or by the Democratic leadership, which hopes to have legislation drafted by the end of this week and through the House by month's end. Smaller tax options remain possibilities depending on the overall cost of the legislation, including a tax on sugared soft drinks and ending a tax break that drug companies receive for advertising. I'm for that one. I don't know about the tax on the sugared soft drinks. In the Senate, New York Democrat Chuck Schumer told the AP that he believes the ultimate goal is to have a bill by the end of the year that is signed into law by the president. Separately, Republicans who met with Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said he expressed flexibility on the timetable, and indicating that he was willing to allow more time before legislation is brought to the floor. So that's what's going on in the health care debate today. They're thinking about taxing the rich. Folks that make over $200,000 or couples that make over $250,000. Also looking at taxing sugar drinks, as well as ending a tax break that drug companies receive for advertising. On the surface, you know, I'd say I'm for this one. I know we're not for tax increases, and you know, it's always seems like we're trying to go after the rich, but on this one, you know, $200,000 a year, you could probably afford to be taxed a little bit more. 303-713-7600. Also got this story. Face of homelessness in the United States is changing to include more families and more people who live in the suburbs and rural communities. The number of homeless has remained steady since 2007, but within the overall count are trends that can tell officials where federal resources would do the most good, the Housing and Urban Development Department says in its annual report to Congress being released today. About 1.6 million people used a homeless shelter or lived in transitional housing between October 1st, 2007 and September 30th, 2008. That's about the same as the year before. But within that group, the number of families grew 9% from about 473,000 families to 517,000. Officials said they also saw more demand for transitional housing in the suburbs and in rural areas of the country. Residents of suburban and rural communities made up about a third of those in need of housing, up from about 24% the year before. Now, HUD also attempts to count the number of homeless at a single point in time. In January of 2008, about 664,000 people were in homeless shelters or in the streets on a single night. That's a drop of about 7,500 from the year before, but officials point out that the count occurred just as the nation's economic woes were beginning to begin and did not account for soaring unemployment and other economic problems that have kicked in during the subsequent months. This time lag associated with the national survey has led HUD to try a scaled-down regional approach in hopes of obtaining more timely information each quarter. The first installment of the effort will also be released today as part of the congressional report. Participants in the quarterly report, including New York City and Washington, D.C., as well as smaller cities like Richmond, Virginia, and Shreveport, Louisiana, and more rural regions such as 118 of Kentucky's 120 counties, excluding the state's two largest cities of Lexington and Louisville. HUD Secretary Sean Donovan said the annual report to Congress sheds light on how today's housing crisis and job losses are playing out in shelters and in the streets. With the quarterly reporting, we'll be able to understand the impact of the current economic crisis on homelessness across the country, Donovan said. Now, I think homelessness is a big issue, and Bobby brought it up yesterday, and she brought up the time she called before. But, you know, what do we do with these homeless families? You know, last week we got a call from a guy who said he was getting ready to be evicted from his house. He had $2 in his pocket, didn't have a job, so he was about ready to be homeless. And it's harder for guys, you know, a single man out there to get help and aid than it is for, you know, say, a single mother, a mother with a kid or two. 303-713-7600. Looks like we have a phone call waiting already. Let's go to Derek in Loveland. Wants to talk about health care, right, Derek?
Yeah.
Hey, man.
I just kind of want to get your thought on this, and I'm kind of divided. I mean, doesn't it seem like the people that there's kind of two classes, those that pay tax and those that don't, and the people that make over 250, let's say a majority of them are small business owners, aren't they paying about 60 to 70% of the taxes already? And why don't they ever come up with plans to cut spending?
That would seem to be the better idea.
I mean, I'm a small business guy, and
you make over $200,000 a year.
I do, but by the time I put everything back into my company, I barely get to keep anything. So it's like, okay, by the time I pay taxes, I'm paying about 43% of my adjusted income in taxes. And isn't that enough? There's people out there that use more services than I do, and they don't pay anything.
Yeah, you know, you make a good point. And that's the problem with that's the good point about this debate. Is does it always seem like people that make over $150,000-$200,000 a year are going to be targeted when the country needs something?
But on the other hand, the soda tax and the cigarette tax, I mean, that's regressive. That's, you know.
Well, you know, it just seems like they're going after it. It just looks like it seems in regards to that, it seems like they're going after obesity and smoking as the only two problems with the healthcare industry. I mean, there's other issues out there that cause increase in healthcare costs besides smoking and being obese.
Yeah, you're right. And the problem is that the economy's so bad. I mean, honestly, this is not the time to, I pay for my own health insurance, and it's really expensive. But this is not the time. I mean, if we do this plan, okay, there's 50 million people that don't have health insurance right now, but when Obama's done, there'll be 40 million. And yet we'll have all this extra money that we need to spend every year. It's kind of crazy. And you know, I think we need to flush all those guys.
Yeah, well, we'll find out. You know, I'm going to talk to Congressman Perlmutter about this coming up at 6:30 and see where he stands on it.
I mean, I think you got to talk to somebody that's not in there. I mean, what is a guy like, I know that you guys probably aren't friendly with him, but Bob Schaefer. I mean, what does a guy like he think that doesn't have a horse in the race? Or someone,
we don't know if he doesn't. He may run for something again.
I hope he runs for governor because Ritter's got to go. So, thanks for your time.
Hey, Derek, thanks a lot, man. Take it easy. Small business owner making over $200,000 a year says no way on the taxing the rich for health care. If you want to comment on this, I got another segment before we're joined by Ed Perlmutter. So, Tim and Aurora, hang on. I got to take a short time out, and then you want to come on to respond to Derek's call. So, hang tight, Tim. I'm coming to you. 303-713-7600. A few comments on health care before we get Ed Perlmutter on, Congressman Perlmutter. Good friend of the show. 303-713-7600, 617, Todd Parker in traffic.
Right lane stall, eastbound I-70, right around I-25.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paved stone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from the Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call the Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Go solar now and get free electricity for a year. Learn how to take advantage of rebates and tax incentives that reduce the cost of solar by up to 60%. Now for the first time. Go solar with no down and no interest for up to 18 months with independent power systems, same as cash financing. Learn how. Wednesday, July 15th, 7 p.m. at the Westerly Creek Elementary School. That's Wednesday, July 15th, 7 p.m. at the Westerly Creek Elementary School. RSVP at solaripsdot.com/stapleton.
The Home Depot has new, lower prices on a wide selection of ceiling fans. There's a bunch under $100, including collections from Hampton, Bay, and Hunter. Stop in today and save twice. Once when you buy your new fan, and again when you cool off your summer electric bills. New, lower prices on ceiling fans from under $100. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Prices valid in U.S. only.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you followed your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Safe retirement question number 18. Do you know how much of your IRA isn't yours? Stop gambling with your retirement dollars. Tune into the It's Time to Cover Your Assets show, Saturday afternoons at 12:30, right here on AM 760.
To see how much cash you can get, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-200-2401. Find out how you can turn your future structured settlement payments into the cash you need now to get free of your credit card debt, to meet your rising mortgage payments, to pay your medical bills and other expenses. If you're receiving payments from a lawsuit, call Peachtree Settlement Funding. For your free information, call now 1-800-200-2401. You have bills piling up that need to be paid now, so why wait any longer? Get the future money you have coming to you now when you need it most. For your free information, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-200-2401. That's 1-800-200-2401. 1-800-200-2401.
20 minutes after 6 o'clock, John Turk with you here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. It's a beautiful day out there. Spent almost 6 hours at the pool yesterday. But use the SPF 50. And you know what's great with my new BlackBerry, man? I got access to the internet and my email and Facebook. So I was able to, you know, cruise around and look at the news and everything yesterday while I was sitting poolside. It's pretty nice. But I want to let you know AM 760 wants your opinion on everything Colorado. Go to am760.net now and fill out our survey with your favorite places to eat, your favorite local businesses, and your favorite things to do in Colorado. Tell everyone about your hidden gems that you found and help your favorite local businesses. If that's not enough, you can register to win a night stay at the JW Marriott in Cherry Creek, including valet parking, champagne, and a $100 gift certificate card to the Second Home Restaurant just for participating. Share your opinion now on am760.net. Get on there and let me know where you think the greatest green chili is in Colorado. I want to know. I think it's, I go with Santiago's or La Fiesta. So you can go on am760.net, fill out that survey. I think that could be a fun thing for us to do. And it's like, you know, like a best of Westward or top of the town 5280. We're trying to do our own version with you guys. So get in there and participate at am760.net. Talking about health care, House Dems look at taxing the rich for health care. We had Derek on in the last segment, said he makes over $200,000 a year, and he seems to think that he's already taxed about 45% of his income, and he thinks that'll raise if this goes through. And I got Tim and Aurora who wants to respond to Derek. Hey, Tim.
Poolside for 6 hours, brother. What a life.
I know, man. I felt bad, and I probably shouldn't talk about it on the radio. I should probably be at home researching, listening to audio and stuff. But, you know, I was able to work while I was sitting there. We didn't have the kids for most of the day. We didn't go pick up the kids till 4 o'clock. So, you know, me and Stacy were there for about 4 hours by ourselves. It was nice.
I went out and hit balls for a couple hours.
Oh, yeah, rough.
Yeah. All right. I got a few things to say.
Uh-huh.
Derek, I understand what he's saying. I think he can make a distinction between small business owners, which I was at one time, and those who may be an investor, a doctor, a realtor. I mean, a small business owner who maybe employs a few people. I understand his concerns.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 200,000.
Well, he said he did say he made over 200,000 a year.
Pardon?
He did say he made over 200,000 a year.
But
he said it seems like nothing comes back to him. All of his profits are gone just to take care of the company.
You have to look back at the guest Jay had on a number of times who pointed out that the Bush administration gave away hundreds of billions of dollars to Fortune 500.
Of loans to Fortune, yeah, exactly. That would be Lloyd Chapman from the American Small Business League.
Right. So when the Republicans talk about looking out for small business owners, they don't.
They don't. Absolutely not.
They are liars.
Okay. Yeah, and Derek, you know, I should have brought that up with Derek. All he needs to go is to ASBL.org and just cruise around that website and look around.
Absolutely.
And see where some of these small business loans are actually going to.
They didn't take care of the small business owners at all.
Yeah.
Okay, the cost, they're talking about $1 trillion over 10 years.
Uh-huh.
Look at what we spent in Iraq, $12 billion a month.
Exactly.
That's $100 billion a year. And we've been there,
You know, yeah, and that's a good point, Tim. We talk about how $1 trillion for health care. But in my opinion, it's more important health care here than the war in Iraq.
Well, the war in Iraq was a huge mistake, was unnecessary, was not needed. And on top of the money we've wasted, we've got 4,600 dead American soldiers.
True.
And 30,000 plus wounded whose lives will never be the same.
Very true.
Healthcare could have been paid for. The tax cuts that the Bush administration put in, from what I remember, 47% of the tax cuts went to the top 1 or 2%, 53% was the top 5 or 10%, and the rest of which were thrown a bone.
Yeah.
So to change what
Who's sticking up for the middle class?
Pardon?
Who's sticking up for the middle class out there?
Everybody does. I'm even disgusted with a number of Democrats right now. But those tax cuts, without the war in Iraq...
Yeah, like you look at tax cuts for these oil companies and for these, you know, these pharma companies, advertising. I think that's a good thing that's coming out of this thing that the Dems are looking at in the House.
But look at the money we've thrown at contractors in Iraq. Look at the money we threw at contractors for Katrina. No big contracts, no responsibility, no follow-up on whether they were doing the right thing or completing the jobs. The Bush administration, Republicans who talk about free enterprise and competition, there was no competition. They just fill the pockets of their buddies in corporate America. So this country would have been so much different without that war, without the tax cuts. Look where we'd be right now.
Yeah. We'd probably have national health care reform without having to worry about this $1 trillion over the next 10 years.
Absolutely.
Tim.
That's all I got to say, man.
Hit him straight and long, brother.
I'll try.
All right, man. See you. 303-713-7600. Look who's on line three. My favorite local politician. Special guest, hello. Representative Ed Perlmutter, Colorado 7th Congressional District. Hey, Ed.
Hey, John. How are you? I didn't think you'd be talking to me so quick. I got to cross the street here.
Oh, do you? Yeah, I can give you some more time if you'd like, Congressman.
No. It's just going to be kind of noisy for you all, but... I was going to go sit down over to McDonald's and then visit with you.
Well, do you want to do that? You want me to give you a couple minutes? I can take another phone call and give you a couple minutes if you want to get your coffee and your Egg McMuffin.
No, I'm almost across the street.
Okay.
I'll sit down and then we can do that instead of trying to...
You got it. And for the callers hanging on, we'll get to you. I know you're sitting there, Amy and Ken, hang on. I'll get to you right after we talk to Congressman Perlmutter. But it's great to talk to you, Congressman. How's your summer going so far?
It's going well. We've been busy.
I know you have.
Get out here in Washington, and at home it's been very busy, too, when I've been home. So,
what you have a lot of fun with the family? You've just been working all summer?
Pretty much working all summer. It really has. You know, we've had some very major issues we've been dealing with, from the energy bill to now the health care bill, the economy and the financial.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff to talk about, isn't there?
Yeah.
I know you had a healthcare, forum on Tuesday night?
Yes.
How'd that go? What came out of that one?
Well, what came out of that was we had upwards of 2,700 people on the call, and, a variety of concerns about pre-existing conditions. You know, was there going to be a provision dealing with pre-existing conditions? What was the public option going to look like? How were we going to pay for it? There were, we had probably 50 people who wanted to ask questions. We got to about 15 or 20 of them. It was
a
very well-attended telephone town hall. So, yeah.
So, yeah, a lot of people were, it seems to be on everybody's mind, the number one issue on a national level among Americans. And then I see the story as I come in this morning, House Dems looking at taxing the rich for health care. Do you want to give us your stance on this one?
Well, I'm not sure what they're talking about.
Here's what it is. It basically says, as discussed in the Tax Writing House Ways and Means Committee, the surtax would apply to individuals with adjusted gross income of more than $200,000 and couples over $250,000, according to officials involved in the discussion.
I think that's one of many things that's being discussed, and I actually think it's going to be, if we approach it that way, it's going to be a higher number than the numbers you just gave me. That's one approach. There are several other approaches being discussed, but the real key here is this bill is going to be deficit neutral. It's not going to, the president has been clear that he doesn't want it to increase the debt, that it's got to be for all Americans. It's got to provide quality, accessible, and affordable health care. And then my focus, the thing that I'm just, keen on, is that there not be any discrimination. And by that I mean that if somebody has a chronic illness, diabetes, epilepsy, whatever, it isn't like they went out and chose to have that kind of illness, and then they get excluded from all sorts of things. And it's just like the color of the skin or the gender or whatever. And I just feel like that's discrimination, it's a violation of the Constitution, and it's not right.
You know, I have not heard it put that way, Congressman. That's an awesome way to put it. I think these pre-existing conditions is one of the number one issues. My wife works in healthcare, and I couldn't tell you how many people she turns down on a daily basis because they have something that happened before. And people that are laid off, you know, looking just to extend their COBRAs, and, I mean, it affects thousands, hundreds of thousands of people.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, I have a personal interest, and you may recall I have a daughter with epilepsy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know how, you know, she has to stay with an employer no matter what because she doesn't want to lose her insurance, because if she loses the insurance,
she'll never get health insurance again, yeah.
And so, you know, in this country, we end up treating everyone anyway, usually through the emergency rooms, which is the most expensive.
Yep.
Kind of medical care. So we need to be getting people into see primary care doctors, seeing nurses and nurse practitioners, and that's where there will be a ton of cost savings to move folks who don't need emergency services back to health care where there's preventive medicine, where there is the kind of care that is much more focused on them and you're not having operating rooms and all that other stuff they have to pay for. So there are ways to squeeze, really trim costs. If you don't have this pre-existing condition, then you don't have all the underwriting that goes along with insurance. That saves some money too. And, you know, it's a big subject to tackle. But we've avoided it for far too long, and the system is unsustainable as we have it right now, and we got to change. We got to do something new.
Yeah, Congressman, I've heard stories about people being turned down for pre-existing condition of acne. No kidding.
Right.
You know, and when that's going on, when you're getting denied, not coverage, but maybe a certain service because you had acne, it just doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, that's the system's broken.
Yeah.
It cannot. It's unsustainable. It's broken, and we got to change it. And that's what we're focusing on in the Congress. We're in the debate mode in the committees. There are three committees that are debating this, trying to come up with ways to reform the healthcare system. It'll probably be brought to the floor of the House towards the end of the month or the first part of August.
Do you want to tell us what you favor? Do you favor the public option?
I do.
You do?
I do. I think it provides a way for people to have a real choice, either between the private sector options of insurance companies. We had one guy who was on the call whose company really was wonderful. His monthly premium for himself and his family was $150, and he had no deductibles. Now, he's got a great plan, and if he ever moved from that plan, he'd be an idiot.
Exactly.
So he stays with that, but other people may want to move to a public option, or other companies may want to move to a public option just to see how that works. So, you know, there's real competition, and each of the competitors is keeping the other guy honest.
And for the folks in the Senate, I know, you know, you're in the House.
Yeah.
But for the folks in the Senate, you know, now they're talking about this Al Franken in the 60th. Do you think, should they just ram it through, or does there need to be any bipartisanship involved here?
Well, I don't think that, I think within the 60, you're going to have to get an agreement. I don't think those 60 are...
Yeah, it's more like 50,
aligned.
Isn't it?
Yeah, so, you know, there's still going to be a lot of give and take and compromise and working with one another to get to the 60 votes, even with Al Franken having entered the Senate. So, I mean, there's still going to need to be some help, I think, from Republicans. Democrats are going to either, you know, everybody's going to have to line up. But to get to that point, there are going to be a lot of compromises at that point.
All right. Let's move on to a couple different things here. Thanks for your takes on health care. Love it.
Sure.
Looks like you and Senator Whitehouse are promoting energy-efficient housing legislation. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
We are, and you may recall it's called the Green Act,
mm-hmm.
Green Resources for Energy-Efficient Neighborhoods. And this is a bill that I've been working on for the last year and a half, 2 years. Senator Whitehouse has been part of the task force. His office has been part of the task force for the last couple of years. Barney Frank on the Financial Services Committee asked me to head the task force, which was, I think, 6 Democrats and 5 Republicans, to determine ways where within the financial industry and the real estate industry we could move people to a new energy economy, find new ways to power our country. And, you know, as I always say, because it's good for national security, it's good for the climate, and it's good for jobs. And so the Green Act is something that we passed last year out of committee. It became part of the energy bill last year that passed the House and then went over to the Senate, and the Senate never acted on the energy bill. This year, we're doing the same thing. We're going to pass it out of the Financial Services Committee, I hope. We're going to have a markup on it at the end of July, and then it'll get to the floor of the House as a standalone bill. But we also added it to the energy bill, the climate bill that went over to the Senate 10 days ago. And so when people are complaining about the big amendment at the end of the day and what was in it, well, that was the Green Act was much of it. And so I knew exactly what was in it, and we'd already passed that bill once already. So when folks are complaining, oh, they don't know what was in it, we'd already passed that bill out of the House one
right.
time last fall.
Well, I'll tell you what, I see a lot of folks moving, and I've kind of moved to make my home more green as well. I put in one of those the tankless water heaters.
There are so many ways.
I know, and I'm getting I'm getting a kickback from XL Energy, and it's going to cost me some out of pocket, but I'm going to be saving in the end. I'm trying to go energy efficient in my home.
Yeah, over the midterm and the long run, you save a ton of money, and there are so many things that are, you know, really the low hanging fruit, very cheap to do. Whether it's insulation, not so cheap for windows, but you get credits, and when you change your windows out, substantial energy savings. Your heating and air conditioning system, just cleaning them up and maybe changing those out. But there are a lot of ways before you even have to get to renewable features to reduce your energy costs. And folks all across the country are tuned into that. That's why this new energy economy is moving forward. That's why Colorado, you know, we're better off in terms of our employment than pretty much the rest of the country. And we're going to, you know, come out of this recession before most of the rest of the country.
Well, going green seems to be a national trend, even a, you know, global trend. My daughter's just started third grade yesterday, but she comes home from school almost every day and talks about the environment and going green. I think it's really, really neat.
Yeah.
So the education about it is important as well.
We've got a lot of people focused on it because, you know, they do see us sending too much money to the Middle East. They see us polluting the atmosphere and the jobs, from construction jobs to design and engineering and research jobs, are going to move us out of this recession and into a new economy, which we need to do.
Yeah, we sure do. Congressman Ned Perlmutter, our special guest, Colorado 7th Congressional District. Also got something coming up this weekend on Saturday, July 11th, 1 to 3 p.m. Please join Congressman Ned Perlmutter for his annual Friendraiser Volunteer Appreciation Picnic, and that's at Anderson Park in Wheat Ridge. Ed, what's going to go on Saturday at 1 o'clock?
We're just going to have a little picnic, and I'm going to thank all the people who've helped me and try to get them to, you know, agree to help me again in the upcoming year and a half to the November's elections in 2010. So, you know, it's just going to be a fun time. We'll have a little barbecue, and people are supposed to bring side dishes, and I think we're supplying hamburgers and hot dogs or something like that.
Awesome. That sounds great. I'd be there, but my kids have a T-ball game at 1:15 on Saturday, and I'm kind of like an assistant coach.
You know, well, let me just
but I'll be
tell
there
you,
in spirit.
The reason I was running across that street, I'm helping the Democratic women and the Republican women in Congress are playing the Democratic National Committee women and the Republican National Committee women. So it's the congresswomen versus sort of these folks at the committees, and I'm one of the coaches, so I'm just leaving practice so that all these congresswomen, because they're all average age about 50, they're playing all these gals who are all about 26, and we want to make sure that nobody gets hurt and that we have a game to play.
Awesome. Well, I'm sure you're great. If you're as good as a coach as you are a congressperson, you'll be just fine.
Well, I coached my Abby softball team, my middle daughter's softball team, so I'm having fun doing this. We do it from about 6:30 to 8:15 every morning, and then we get to work as committees start around 9:30.
So. Oh, that's neat. Well, you're an early riser.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming on the show. It's been really fun to talk to you in this.
How is Jay?
Jay is doing good. He's flying out to Philadelphia on August 1st. And then he's having surgery on August 9th in New Jersey on his spine to fix some of that deterioration of his spinal column.
Okay.
which is causing him a lot of his pain. But it does look like those antibiotics that were used to break up that infection worked, and he's able to, you know, kind of walk around the block. Now he's doing a lot better.
Good.
And, well, you know, we hope to have him back here by September, as, you know. That's what we're hoping for.
He's doing a great job, but I want you to give him my best.
I sure will. I'll be calling him today.
Okay.
And for everybody that needs to look up information on Congressman Perlmutter or see what's going on, you need to go to www.perlmutterforcolorado.com, or you can also go to his government website, perlmutter.house.gov.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, Congressman.
Much.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
All right, John. Thank
right.
you.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
303-713-7600. Got a little late for a break. The congressman was a little bit early, but it's great to have him on the show. Seriously, one of the cool guys in the state legislature. 303-713-7600. Amy in Denver, I know you've been hanging, so I'll get you next. Any response to Congressman Perlmutter and health care? Looks like House Dems looking at taxing the rich for health care. What do you think about it? Folks that make over $200,000 or couples over $250,000. Want your opinion on this one? 303-713-7600, 640, Todd Parker in traffic.
No wrecks to get in your way, but some stalls are really starting to hang things up. First, we've got some disabled vehicles blocking the right lane of eastbound I-70 right around I-25. Then as you're heading out of the tech center, sounds like there's some auto parts in the road, pieces of metal giving everybody flat tires. Sounds like up to 5 to 6 cars already northbound I-25 at Hampton. They're off to the shoulder, but do factor that into your ride as you're trying to get from the tech center towards downtown. Surface street accident, 15th and Arapahoe. That one should be cleaned up shortly. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high in the upper 80s, currently already 66 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Mario, and today's AM 760 is brought to you by CPAP Specialist.
Colorado Irish Festival hosts Gaelic Storm, Brother, and McPeak in concert this Friday. Free admission from 5 to 6 p.m., followed by a weekend of music, dancers, sports, pipe bands, and artisans at Clement Park in Littleton. Free parking, kids 12 and under free. Visit ColoradoIrishFestival.org.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Believe it or not, the Ensign sex scandal...
Hi, this is Tom Harbin. Would you like to learn to play the piano within 8 weeks? Well, now you can with the unique technique, Accelerated Piano Method, at Pianos and Pianos Teaching Facility. This course is half the price of private lessons. With the unique technique method, you'll be playing exciting selections of songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Pianos and Pianos, a proud sponsor of AM 760. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
If you could find a receptionist that's very professional, never late or sick, takes no lunches or vacations, and works for about $1 an hour, would you hire them? Well, now you can. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant from Intelligent Office. Just forward your calls to our professionals who then screen, announce, and seamlessly connect that call to your office, your cell, anywhere. And no, this is not an answering service. This is a friendly person trained by you to be a member of your staff for that phone call. Now you'll get the important calls anywhere, and we'll take care of the routine ones. So if you need a receptionist to cover those lunches, sick days, or vacations, or if you want to reduce costs and add professionalism, hire an Intelligent Assistant. Call 303-447-9000. Grow your business intelligently with assistance from IntelligentOffice.com. 303-447-9000.
Hi, I'm Chris Johnson, Human Resources Manager, and I can tell you, as a leading tech company, we naturally use the web to find talent. My job is to find the brightest tech candidates. Dice.com has the most qualified and talented candidates out there. Because Dice focuses on technology and engineering, I save a lot of time and trouble sifting through thousands of resumes from sites that aren't relevant to our business. Usually, we're looking for experienced software and hardware engineers, DBAs, storage engineers, project managers. We found over half our key hires through Dice.
Dice is the number one online technology job board. For over 17 years, Dice has focused exclusively on tech jobs. Post your open technology positions on Dice to access the best tech talent. Or search through thousands of resumes from qualified engineering and tech professionals from all across the country. Visit Dice.com. Dice.com.
8i xDrive for $369 a month. Visit your local BMW center today or go to frontrangebmw.com/finance for details.
If you could find a receptionist that's very professional, never late or sick, takes no lunches or vacations, and works for about a dollar an hour, would you hire them? Well, now you can. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant from Intelligent Office. Just forward your calls to our professionals who then screen, announce, and seamlessly connect that call to your office, your cell, anywhere. And no, this is not an answering service. This is a friendly person trained by you to be a member of your staff for that phone call. Now you'll get the important calls anywhere, and we'll take care of the routine ones. So if you need a receptionist to cover those lunches, sick days, or vacations, or if you want to reduce costs and add professionalism, hire an Intelligent Assistant. Call 303-447-9000. Grow your business intelligently with assistance from intelligentoffice.com. 303-447-9000.
Before 7 o'clock, just had Congressman Ed Perlmutter on the show talking about health care. I'm John Turk, filling in for Jay Marvin, by the way. Got his take. He definitely supports the public option, which is good. Talking about this story that came out this morning, House Dems looking at taxing the rich for health care. House Dems at work on legislation are narrowing in on an income tax surcharge on the highest paid wage earners to help pay the cost of subsidizing insurance for the 50 million who lack it. Pushing to complete a comprehensive health care bill by Friday and bring it up for committee votes next week, House Dems abandoned early money-raising proposals, including a payroll tax they plan to meet behind closed doors today, and they're going to do that to fine-tune the details. Action in the House stood in contrast to the Senate, where Dems edged away from their goal of passing health care legislation by early August amid heightening partisan controversy over tax increases and a proposed new government role in providing insurance to consumers. As discussed in the tax writing House Ways and Means Committee, the surtax would apply to individuals with adjusted gross income of more than $200,000 and couples over $250,000, according to officials involved in the discussion. Most spoke on condition of anonymity because the talks were private. Your opinions on that at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Amy in Denver, who's been hanging on. Hey, Amy.
Yes.
Thanks for your patience.
Oh, yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
To answer your question about that, like what's my thoughts on public option, I think public option is a great idea. We definitely need to do it. I don't think the answer is taxing the upper class.
Yeah, it seems, you know.
I just have issue with that.
It seems like they're always going after the rich to get to pay for things, you know.
Well, and it's this. They've milked the middle class. That's who I am. I'm a middle class person. They've milked the middle class to become lower class. They're going to milk the upper class to become middle class. And we can't just keep on taxing our way out of these problems. And yes, of course, we need to figure something out. But why are we going to constantly try to get more money out of us to help us? It just doesn't make sense. I mean, then the upper class isn't going to.
Well,
be able
I could see him maybe doing this, like, you know, we had Tim talking about the top 2% earners in America and the top 5% earners in America, maybe taxing them, which would you know people that are making like $1 million, $2, $3 million a year.
Yeah. Well, the reason I called you was, and I know this is naive, I know it, and that's why I'm calling you, because I think you can help me with understanding this big picture. We take billions of our dollars, mine, yours, everyone else's, take billions of our dollars and we give it to the banks. We call it a stimulus package, a TARP, whatever. And it's supposed to get to us and we're supposed to be saving jobs, creating jobs, whatever. Not happening. So why am I so naive to think that we couldn't give it to every adult in America, split it up evenly, give it to every adult in America? Therefore, the people who've lost their jobs would be able to pay their mortgages, pay their cars, pay their credit cards, therefore giving it to the banks themselves, so saving the banks. And the entrepreneur type of people, the people with the entrepreneurial spirit, would then say, hey, it's time for me to start my business. The government just gave me, you know, a couple $100,000. I'm going to go open up a company, therefore creating tax revenue, therefore creating jobs themselves. And so we, the people, could have done a better job with this money.
Of injecting the money back into the economy than the banks would and the government.
Well, we would have got it into the economy.
Yeah, exactly. I think you make a great point. If they could have said, you know, and taken that almost $800 million and just split it up. I don't think you're crazy. Not at all.
Why do people say that that's so naive? It's like, oh, you know, you're just being naive. You just don't understand the process. I'm like, what? Well, then make me understand it, as since I am an adult and I am a taxpaying person, and I'm a person still with a job, with a house, with a mortgage, who's trying to help, you know, my neighbor, help my country. I want our government to help them.
Now. Right. I don't know how they would have been able to get all that money to each individual American citizen. That would have been an extremely difficult task to, you know, to do.
And I agree with you, but here's my thing. Here's my thing. Then if that's such an extremely difficult thing to do, 10 months later, we've given this money to them 10 months ago, it's still extremely difficult for them to figure out what to do. The states that we've given it to are paying off their budgets as opposed to creating the jobs and doing what they were supposed to do with money. No one knows what to do with the money that we've already given them. But you know what? We would have known what to do with our own money. And there's some of us that are greedy. We would have gone out and spent it on the, you know, purchasing.
Yeah, I'm going to go buy a new car.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. GM might have been saved.
But like you said, a lot of people, you know, even if it was just something like 25, 30,000,
mm-hmm.
or even if it was just 10, somebody could take that money and start up a business.
Exactly.
Create jobs. I mean, you know, the only place where I see the stimulus affecting us around Colorado is road construction. You see it everywhere out there.
Right.
And on roads that don't even need repair. Some, you know, in Highlands Ranch, I'm looking at mine, and they're out there doing work, and it was fine. I'm like, is this really how we're going to spend our money?
Well, on a road that's been there for
And honestly, a few years. I drive in half of these construction workers that I see on the side of the road aren't doing anything.
Right.
And I'm not just talking about the, you know, $15, $20, $30 an hour guy. I'm talking about these engineers that are making hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Exactly.
You know, I think you make a great point. I don't think you're naive.
I think we could have just done a better job ourselves.
Yeah, I would have loved to check for $100,000 from the government.
And what would you have done with it? Honestly, what would you have done with it?
I would have paid off, probably used a lot of it to pay off some of my debt for my house, maybe paid off my car, and then maybe use a little bit for, you know, I wouldn't mind starting my own business. I've always wanted to own a bar, but I know
therefore, what you've just told me is you're going to give money to a bank.
Right.
Okay. You're going to start a company which gives tax revenue to our state and the country, right?
Uh-huh.
And you've created jobs. You've just done what the stimulus package meant to do.
And what the banks can't do.
In one conversation.
Yep.
In one conversation, in less than 10 months, in less than 1 minute, you've just saved our country. Thank you so much. And I want you to have a fun, fabulous day today.
Thank you, Amy. Thanks for holding on for me.
Okay, bye.
All right, you have a great day, too. 303-713-7600, 652, just about 7 minutes here before 7 o'clock. We're going to hit CBS News. Then I'm going to be joined by a fellow at Center for American Progress, Peter Harbage, talk more about health care. House Dems looking at taxing the rich. That's now part of the conversation in the White House and in D.C. Your opinions on that at 303-713-7600. We'll talk to Peter at 7:05. And then I want to fill him up for the 7 o'clock hour and take your calls on health care and whether you think we should be taxing the rich to get this done. 303-713-7600. Todd Parker, what's going on with traffic right now?
We're looking at things really start to bog down for northbounders on I-25 as you're coming out of the tech center. Sounds like there was some pieces of metal in the road causing some flat tires, really backing things up, like I said. Right lane stall, eastbound I-70 near I-25. Outside the metro, sounds like there's an accident. Northbound I-25, right around Highway 7. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Breakfast just got better. Wake up to Sonic's new Croissonic breakfast sandwich. Choose from bacon or sausage with egg and melted American cheese, all on a soft, buttery croissant. It's not just good, it's Sonic good.
Hey, it's Tom Hartman, and in case you haven't heard, you can hear AM 760 on your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
It's too hot to eat in the kitchen. You're probably having a lot of family barbecues this summer like we are. Whether you need a few pieces or a whole patio furniture setup, get to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center. From wrought iron and granite or tile-top tables to outdoor fire pits to the super comfortable deep seating furniture. The season's far from over, so Freehoff's is celebrating over 5,000 pieces in stock ready for immediate delivery. Spelled Fruhoffs, pronounced Freehoffs at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
Hi, it's Mario, and I recently visited Lauer's Hardwood Showroom, and I love Beetlekill wood products. The all-natural lodgepole pine is environmentally neutral and can be stained or left au naturel with its distinctive blue-hued beauty marks. Lauer's Hardwoods has Beetlekill flooring, paneling, 2x4s, and logs. It's beautiful, price perfect, and environmentally neutral. Visit Lauer's in Lakewood and say Mario sent you and get 10% off. Call them at 303-205-WOOD or lowershardwoods.com.
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment. The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We are a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
500-4452. 1-800-500-4452.
The Home Depot has new, lower prices on a wide selection of ceiling fans. There's a bunch under $100, including collections from Hampton Bay and Hunter. Stop in today and save twice. Once when you buy your new fan and again when you cool off your summer electric bills. New lower prices on ceiling fans from under $100. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Prices valid in U.S. only.
Are you heading out to buy a used car this weekend? If you want to find a great deal, you have to do some homework. Before you buy, make sure the dealer shows you a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, "Show me the Carfax," or go to Carfax.com.
Face it, we all just want our vehicles to work. At Cottman Transmission, we deliver superior service to get your vehicle back on the road. We also deliver convenience, including pickup and drop-off. If you need us, we're here. Call 303-761-8841 or go to CottmanDenver.com.
4 minutes before 7 o'clock, 303-713-7600, the phone number here. John Turk filling in for Jay Marvin, and got a call hanging on. Mike wants to respond to our last caller. Hey, Mike, you want to respond to Amy?
Yeah, this is my first time calling. I've never done this before.
Oh, man, well, thank you for doing that. I appreciate it, Mike.
No problem. I've been listening for a while, and I'm just glad to have an outlet a little different than all the other radio stations.
Well, we're glad to have you.
But my thing with the last caller's comment is that she's basically saying that if the government cut everybody a check, that we'd be able to all just get everything back in line. And I just think, do you know what the ramifications and the numbers are involved in just cutting everybody a check and what the system? I mean, the system would be fixed and we'd basically all be just.
Well, why do you say that? I only got about a minute and 20 seconds. But why do you say that? Why would the system still be broke?
Because nothing's been put into place. There's no interest.
Well, what have the banks have been doing? Have you seen the stimulus working?
Well, I mean, what are we talking? We're talking about has the entire stimulus been purged?
No,
No,
but just your observations. Do you see all the construction going on the roads around Denver?
Yeah,
in Colorado.
And I'm appreciative. I'm actually going to go out and head out on a bike ride in just a little bit.
Are you?
You know, I appreciate these guys cleaning up the roads and. I mean, if it is what, I mean.
Man, I just see him fixing roads that don't need to be repaired right now.
Yeah, but I mean, that's.
It gave thousands of people a job instead of maybe injecting some money into the entire Colorado state population.
Well, I mean, we're still early in there. We're still early in the mix. There's still a lot of time, but to cut everybody a check, and what are the numbers involved? I mean, if you cut everybody in the United States, let alone the difficulty with getting it to the individuals, but what is the most that you could do? If you took the total number of money in that stimulus package and you divided it across the entire spectrum of the entire population, what would that number look like? Would it be in the tens of thousands?
I think it'd be in the tens of thousands, yeah. Hey, Mike, listen, I only got 10 seconds. I appreciate you. Don't be a last timer, okay?
No problem.
All right, man.
Thank you very much for providing the show.
You got it. Thanks for listening. 303-713-7600. Peter Harbage from the Center for American Progress next.
Had no idea what to do. I was panicking.
How would you like to reduce your carbon footprint and get free electricity for a year? Now, for the first time, go solar with no down and no interest for up to 18 months with independent power systems, same as cash financing. Learn how Wednesday, July 15th, 7 p.m. at the Westerly Creek Elementary School. Did you know that rebates and tax incentives can reduce the cost of a solar system by up to 60%? Join Independent Power Systems Wednesday, July 15th, 7 p.m. at the Westerly Creek Elementary School. Learn how to take advantage of these discounts and how to go solar now with no down and no interest. Save even more when you go solar with your neighbors. Learn how. Wednesday, July 15th, 7 p.m. at the Westerly Creek Elementary School. Go to solarips.com/stapleton to RSVP today for the solar community event. Or call 303-443-0115. Get free electricity for a year. Go solar with Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts.
And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. The days of gotta have it have become I can do without. CBS MoneyWatch.com editor-at-large Jill Schlesinger is live with fresh numbers on sales at big chain stores. How bad, Jill?
Disappointing across the board, but most pronounced among apparel retailers. Teen Merchant, Wet Seal, The Children's Place, and Limited Brands, which owns Victoria's Secret, were among the worst performers.
Well, why are people holding back?
They're nervous about the economy, the job market, so they're borrowing less, paying down debt, and saving more at the expense of shopping in the nation's retailers.
Okay, the number of workers filing new unemployment insurance claims fell by more than 50,000 last week, but the number of people getting unemployment benefits rose to a record high, 6.8 million. Leaders at the G8 summit are feeling the heat. Live to CBS's Barry Bagnetto in L'Aquila, Italy.
Frank, environmentalists are criticizing a draft of a final climate change document due to be released today by a broad group that includes both richer G8 countries and developing nations. It strips out greenhouse gas emissions reduction goals endorsed by the G8 yesterday and includes no financial mechanism to pay for greening the planet. Critics say that presents a major obstacle to efforts to formulate a global treaty by year's end. Live in L'Aquila, Italy, Barry Bagnetto, CBS News.
According to Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee, CIA Director Leon Panetta has admitted to them that agency officials repeatedly misled Congress. The CIA denies that, and Republicans accuse the Democrats of creating a smokescreen in order to protect Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who accused the CIA of lying to Congress. One-time CIA analyst Mike Scheuer says that's possible.
It's a serious charge, but we might be in a position where this is political stuff rather than anything substantive.
Scheuer says Panetta can clear the air by going public on what he did or did not say to Congress. On the CBS Health Watch, top government officials have opened a swine flu summit. Live to CBS's Dave Barrett.
Health and education experts from every state are discussing with federal officials their plans to vaccinate and to deal with schools full of H1N1 swine flu. 1 million Americans have become infected with it. Kids are spreading it at summer camp. So far, 170 deaths have been reported. Dr. Erwin Redliner is a swine flu expert at Columbia University.
The biggest challenge is getting a vaccine that is effective and safe, ready for a major outbreak in the fall.
600 million doses may be needed. The first test doses will be delivered in a few weeks, Frank.
Dermatologist Arnold Klein says yes, he did give Michael Jackson painkillers now and then, but warned him to steer clear of Diprovan, a powerful sedative. Klein told Larry King Live he was shocked to hear that Diprovan was found at Jackson's home.
But I have to tell you that it's not something that would be unheard of, because I told them that this drug was very dangerous.
Los Angeles authorities still don't know whether Diprovan or any other drug killed Jackson. Just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are up about 8 points. This is CBS News.
The Home Depot has new, lower prices on a wide selection of ceiling fans. There's a bunch under $100, including collections from Hampton, Bay, and Hunter. Stop in today and save twice. Once when you buy your new fan, and again when you cool off your summer electric bills. New lower prices on ceiling fans from under $100. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Prices valid in U.S. only.
Celebrate the next 100 years of engineering excellence at the GMC Summer Event. Check out the legendary 09 Sierra 1500 or the 8-passenger Acadia. Visit GMCDealer.com. Take delivery by 7/31/09. See dealer for details. Do you owe back taxes? Being audited? Have several years of unfiled returns? The former IRS agents and tax professionals at Taxmasters can help solve your tax problem today. Call 866-694-4019. That's 866-694-4019. Taxmasters will solve your tax problems.
I'm David Kale with an AM760 local news update. Despite the down economy, Governor Ritter's reelection campaign says it's having some success raising money. The campaign says it's raised more than $400,000 with close to 1,300 people donating. Colorado ranks 8th in the nation for total number of homeless people among the population. The Department of Housing and Urban Development report finds as the recession has deepened, homelessness has shifted away from cities and into rural and suburban areas. The District of Columbia maintains the highest homeless population with a full 1% of its residents on the streets. And some Fort Collins business owners want Brewfest moved from Old Town. More than 15,000 paying customers came to Old Town for this year's two-day event, but business owners there complain about dirtiness and violence and say many attendees don't shop, they just drink. The Coloradoan reports police issued 26 summonses. Sports, Joe Sakic announces his retirement from hockey today, and the Rockies will host the Braves tonight at Coors Field. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
We're still looking at delays as you're heading northbound on I-25 out of the tech center. Debris in the road causing some flat tires. Outside the metro, we've got a crash on the northbound side of I-25. It's right around Highway 7. Could hang things up as you're heading towards Fort Collins and beyond. Eastbound I-70 still sluggish approaching I-25. Westbound 76 starting to load up before I-25. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect high in the upper 80s, currently 66 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The Regional Air Quality Council urges you to take care of our summer air. An ozone action alert is in effect. Please reduce harmful emissions from your gas-powered equipment and vehicles. Let's take care of our summer air. To find out more, go to ozoneaware.org.
The Home Depot has new, lower prices on a wide selection of ceiling fans.
Hi, this is Tom Harbin. Would you like to learn to play the piano within 8 weeks? Well, now you can with the unique technique, accelerated piano method at Pianos and Pianos Teaching Facility. This course is half the price of private lessons. With the unique technique method, you'll be playing exciting selections of songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Pianos and Pianos, a proud sponsor of AM 760. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
The Jay Marvin Show.
The Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
7 minutes after 7 o'clock. Looks like a nice day in the Mile High City, just highs in the upper 80s. Got some clouds out there, but looks like another great day here in Denver. 303-713-7600, the number here. I got a couple callers hanging on. If you want, hang through this interview. I'll get to you shortly. Right now we're going to be joined by Peter Harbage, a fellow at the Center for American Progress and president of Harbage Consulting. He has more than a decade of experience working to improve health policy at the federal, state, and local level. He teaches on the American healthcare system at the University of Southern California School of Policy, Planning, and Development, and is a frequent contributor to USC's Annenberg School for Communication Health Journalism Fellowship Program. He works almost exclusively with government agencies and nonprofit foundations and has published extensively through his national research practice on health reform concepts and the public financing of health care. His clients include the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, Commonwealth Fund, and the David and Lucille Packard Foundation. His work also focuses on coalition building to find solutions to the pressing challenges facing healthcare systems in America. We had him on last week. We had a little technical difficulties. I think we fried the circuit out there in D.C., but we're glad to have him back. Peter Harbage, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Thanks for having me back.
It's good to have you back. Sorry it took me about a week to get you back on.
No worries.
It's good to have you. Looking at the headlines this morning and concerns of health care, House Dems looking at taxing the rich. As discussed in the tax writing House Ways and Means Committee, the surtax would apply to individuals with adjusted gross income of more than $200,000 and couples over $250,000, according to officials involved in the discussion. So now we have this in the discussion as well, taxing the rich for health care. Do you think this has something that has some merit, Peter?
You know, the real trick with figuring out the health care system is how to pay for the change. We've spent, 40, 50 years developing a broken healthcare system, and it's not going to be free to change it. So the House Dems are looking at an income tax increase. On the Senate side, there's a whole different list of ways that they're thinking about trying to raise revenue. So we're going to see how that develops. And this part, though, is really where the rubber meets the road, where we start talking about exactly how to pay for change and how everyone can contribute to make the system better.
Yeah, it looks like they're trying to draft some of this legislation by tomorrow, as early as tomorrow.
They are, and on the House side, you're absolutely right. They're looking at putting out something this week. And so, you know, they'll put out their bill. It, you know, it may or may not include the tax increase that we all read about in the paper. But then the important thing is they're going to have hearings, they're going to talk about it, and we're going to continue to look for ways to for the best way to pay for health reform.
Some of these smaller tax options are looking at, depending on the overall cost of legislation, include a tax on sugared soft drinks and ending a tax break the drug companies receive for advertising. You for or against those?
Those are both different ways of approaching the cost and health reform. The tax on sugar drinks has the benefit of helping with the obesity problem, which is such an epidemic here in the United States, and you know, affects so many different people. So if a small tax on sugar drinks helps people think about what they're buying and what they're drinking, then that could have some merit to it.
But does taxing, you know, people that use sugared soft drinks or even smokers, doesn't that, you know, I had somebody say that it was discrimination. I think it was Representative Ed Perlmutter.
Tobacco tax has been a long-standing way that the states and, you know, have used to help improve the healthcare system and to fund different programs and things like children's health insurance and other things. The challenge is that it does affect a smaller part of the population, and so you do get charges like the one you raised that maybe they're not the best way to go. But again, you know, it's not going to be free to fund the healthcare system, and so we need to find ways to do that. The Center for American Progress has really been looking at different ways of changing how Medicare and Medicaid are structured in order to help fund health reform, and so there, you know, there are different options there. There are also options that include no taxes at all, including things like health information technology changes, trying to make the healthcare system more efficient, trying to find better ways to pay doctors to get better outcomes. So there are a whole range of things that are under consideration.
What do you think will come out of the House this week? I mean, do you have any ideas, or do you just really kind of, it's up in the air right now?
I think it's up in the air right now. I think what we're going to see overall is a very thoughtful, well-constructed, comprehensive bill looking at the whole healthcare system and how to improve it. I think they're going to be looking at making improvements in Medicare. They're going to be looking at different ways to try to get everyone the health insurance coverage that they need. They've had a draft out now of their bill, about 850 pages for several weeks, and the details when they come out with their formal bill, I think they're finalizing, and we'll all know in a couple days.
Well, I got this instant message from a listener earlier, Don, and I think it's a great point. Until Congress passes a health care plan for America, they are stripped of all their medical benefits paid by the taxpayers. I don't understand why some of these folks who are against the public option are ones that are kind of stuck in the plan themselves. You know, the government provided health care.
Congress and the federal government have some of the best health insurance.
They sure do.
Anywhere. They sure do. And I think what you see, though, is a lot of folks who really are, you know, huddled on this, got the nose to the grindstone trying to work through it. But the challenges are big, and, you know, you have people in the healthcare industry who, you know, might have different thoughts on where to go. There was a big announcement yesterday that the hospital industry said that they were going to put $150 billion towards health reform.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as that happened, you had different associations, you know, different hospital associations from around the country start to raise concerns. So this, it's a lot of money, and there are a lot of, you know, different ways to try to cut at the problem, and everyone has a different opinion. And it's, you know, I give President Obama a lot of credit for getting us this far.
You know what I heard on the Bill Bennett show this morning on the Patriot Channel, driving in this morning? They were talking about health care, and one of their guests suggested that in order to get that $155 billion, you lay off, like, you know, let's say nurses make about, they claim nurses make $70,000 a year. I think that figure may be a little high. But they suggest you maybe lay off 10,000 to 20,000 nurses across America. I mean, is that ridiculous or what?
You couldn't. There are a lot of different ways to pay for health reform. That's probably one of the worst ideas I've heard. We have a nursing shortage already in the country. We need more nurses, not fewer. We actually need more doctors. A lot of people don't realize that we have a physician shortage.
We do.
We need more primary care doctors.
We have doctors getting out of the field because they say it's just they spend all their time trying to collect and, you know, haggling with the insurance companies. And I mean, you have doctors that say that they regret ever getting into medicine.
Absolutely, and it's hard to practice medicine. It's hard to deal with the billing. It's and being a nurse is a very, very tough job. And so, you know, the idea that somehow we could, you know, cut nurses and save money that way, that's actually going to cost you more money in the long run because people aren't going to get the care.
Yeah, when I heard that, my jaw dropped. It's like, okay, yeah, they want to lay off nurses. That's a real good idea. But
yeah, it's not going to work.
Not at all. And I know there's, you know, I think there's 13 or so Democratic senators who have not agreed to support the public plan option. And, you know, they range from everybody, Senator Blanche Lincoln, Bill Nelson, Ben Nelson, Mary Landrieu, Max Baucus, Dianne Feinstein, Evan Bayh, Joe Lieberman. What, you know, how do we convince some of these senators who are not on board? Or what can the American public do to try to get our elected officials on board with the public option?
Well, people, of course, always have the ability to call their senator and express their opinion. And there was a major rally here in Washington, D.C. just a couple of weeks ago where folks were talking about the importance of health reform. So there are lots of ways people can get out there and talk about these issues. There are some groups who've started to run television ads talking about the public option. But what you really see there on the public option is there's just an honest difference of opinion. And for some people, it's the most critical part of health reform. For other people, you know, they want to understand it better and they have concerns about it. And so that part of the debate is, you know, after figuring out how to pay for health reform, the public health option really is one of the critical parts and is shaping up to be one of the most divisive parts on the health debate.
Well, Peter Harbidge, it's been great to talk to you again this morning. Fellow at Center for American Progress, www.americanprogress.org. Really appreciate your expertise and work on health care reform in America.
Thanks so much.
And we'll get you back on the show, okay?
Look forward to it.
All right, man. Have a great day.
Thank you.
All right. That was Peter Harbidge, Center for American Progress. And so now we're going to open up the phones. Anything you want to say about health care? What do you think about this plan of taxing the rich for health care? Are you a person that makes over $200,000 gross a year or couples over $250,000? Would you be into this taxing the rich for health care? What about taxing sugared soft drinks? I don't know about that one. Or ending a tax break that drug companies receive for advertising. I'm for that one. 303-713-7600. Also had some conversation at the end of last hour about stimulus. Had Amy call me. So, you know, she felt she was naive, but why couldn't the government just have sent out a check for 10 to 20 to, you know, however much money? They could have divided that stimulus package into the American public and given it to them instead. So anything you want to say about stimulus or health care? Would love to open it up for you for the rest of this hour at 303-713-7600. 718, Todd Parker. We're right in the middle of morning rush. I know it's busy out there.
Southbound 2 1/4, really starting to bog down as you're making that.
Hello, this is Patrick Tucker, owner of CPAP Specialists. We're a family-owned and operated company that specializes in CPAP equipment for sleep apnea. We can give you the personal care and attention that you can't get from the large companies. We optimize mask fittings and a showroom with one of the largest selections of masks in town. Our prices are comparable to the internet sites, so if you have a large deductible or no insurance, we can help. Call us at 303-300-6554 or on the web at CPAPSpecialists.com.
If you could find a receptionist that's very professional, never late or sick, takes no lunches or vacations, and works for about $1 an hour, would you hire them? Well, now you can. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant from Intelligent Office. Just forward your calls to our professionals who then screen, announce, and seamlessly connect that call to your office, your cell, anywhere. And no, this is not an answering service. This is a friendly person trained by you to be a member of your staff for that phone call. Now you'll get the important calls anywhere, and we'll take care of the routine ones. So if you need a receptionist to cover those lunches, sick days, or vacations, or if you want to reduce costs and add professionalism, hire an Intelligent Assistant. Call 303-447-9000. Grow your business intelligently with assistance from intelligentoffice.com. 303-447-9000.
You switched your old synthetic oil for Castrol Edge. That's thinking with your dipstick. You like that Castrol Edge has 8 times better wear protection than Mobil 1. That's thinking with your dipstick. You enter a 15-round cage match against Smasher. That's not thinking with your dipstick. Think with your dipstick. Upgrade to Castrol Edge. It's more than just oil. It's liquid engineering. Learn more at yourdipstick.com.
5W30s tested in industry standard sequence 4A wear test.
It's too hot to eat in the kitchen. You're probably having a lot of family barbecues this summer like we are. Whether you need a few pieces or a whole patio furniture setup, get to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center. From wrought iron and granite or tile top tables to outdoor fire pits to the super comfortable deep seating furniture. The season's far from over, so Freehoff's is celebrating over 5,000 pieces in stock ready for immediate delivery. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's at 33rd and Arapaho in Boulder.
Zottles at the historic location of 63rd and Federal. You just can't miss it. Just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Hi, this is Mario reminding you that Lauer's Hardwood has Beetlekill flooring, paneling, 2x4s, and logs. It's beautiful, price perfect, and environmentally neutral. Say Mario sent you and get 10% off. 303-205 Wood or LowersHardwoods.com.
Are you heading out to buy a used car this weekend? If you want to find a great deal, you have to do some homework. Before you buy, make sure the dealer shows you a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, show me the Carfax, or go to Carfax.com.
AM 760 has the J. Marvin Show mornings at 6.
Your calls do count.
I wanted to say I love your show.
This is worth being late for work.
Ed Schultz, mornings at 10.
My brain surgery.
Then it's Tom Hartman, afternoons at 1.
Patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and freedom.
Mario comes your way at 4.
The American dream is still alive.
And Randy Rhodes, evenings at 7.
It's unbelievable.
This is AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Man, this song reminds me of Vegas. I'm going to Vegas in September for a wedding. My father-in-law is marrying his longtime girlfriend. So we're going to go, I think we're staying at the Phoenician, or maybe it's not the Phoenician. It's one of those newer ones. Kind of expensive, but looking forward to it. We're going to go to that Cirque O show as well at the MGM. So looking forward to that, and they're getting married in one of those little Vegas chapels. Pretty neat. We're going to take a little limo ride and do the whole Vegas thing. I haven't been to Vegas in years. I used to like the town a lot. Now it just depresses me, and every time I leave there, I want to commit suicide.
Are they going to do, like, the Elvis wedding?
I don't know if it's an Elvis wedding, but it'll be like one of those little, yeah, I think it's just going to be a normal, you know, I don't think it'll be the Elvis wedding, but my brother did that. And I wasn't in attendance. Him and his wife eloped, went to Vegas and got married in an Elvis chapel, and the pictures are hilarious. But we're talking about health care here. Anything else you want to talk about in concern with stimulus and the health care debate out there? House Dems looking at taxing the rich. 303-713-7600, Kat in Longmont, been hanging through news. Hey, Kat.
Hey, Turk, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. It's been a long time.
I know. It's good to hear from you.
Well, you know, I listen every day.
Oh, I know, so and I've been getting your emails. I've been trying to respond as well.
No, you're great, Turk. You're great, and I hope wish Jay the very best in his surgery and hope that it just, you know, gets him back to us.
Yeah, me too.
I wanted to respond to what Amy said, because she's not so off the mark. The caller after her said, oh, my God, do you know how much that would cost? Well, I actually heard an estimate.
Unless it's pregnant. Amy said, basically, you know, she felt like she was being naive, but why didn't the government just cut checks to every American citizen?
I actually heard an estimate that if that happened with the stimulus package, and I'm pretty sure that the theory was with people who are currently working or working age, that it would be like $200,000 per person, and it would do
it. Is it that high?
He said.
Yeah, but people start new businesses.
Right.
People pay off loans, which would inject some money back into the banks.
Right. All of those things. But she also touched on one of the problems with it, because she said, well, you know, the stimulus package money to the states is being used to shore up their budgets, which it was not intended to do. She's right about that. And so I think the caller after her touched on another element of this, and that he said, well, nothing would change. The problem is the regulation, and I think that's the problem with the states using the stimulus money to shore up budgets rather than for those shovel-ready projects that it was supposed to be used for is a big because of lack of oversight, or maybe we might just be crying wolf too soon. It may be that somebody is going to be having those, you know, calling those states to task. I'm sorry, haven't had my first cup of coffee yet, so
that's all right. It was one of those mornings where I needed coffee.
I know, but I think it's the lack of oversight that got us into this mess, and I think that lack of oversight would continue in this mess regardless of what action we took. So I think that's one of the issues there. But I'm all for Amy. I kept thinking, man, if the government sent me $200,000, I would pay off my mortgage. Therefore, there would be no fear of foreclosure with my house.
Mm-hmm.
I would pay off my credit card bill, so I would lower that debt load that we're carrying in this country. And I would give some to my sons to help them. You know, it would stimulate the economy. It would have money moving in all different directions. And so I'm with Amy.
I'm with Amy, too. Yeah, I just think for a lot of people it seems unrealistic that the government could cut a check for $200,000.
Right. Well, I don't know how unrealistic it is. But I don't want us to remember during the campaign how Jay kept saying, come on, Dems, we've got to stop eating our own. We've got to be careful about how much we say is not working with the stimulus, because only 10% of it has gone out. The Republicans are screaming, see, it didn't work, but only 10% of it has gone out. So we can't, it's too soon to say.
Yeah, I'm not saying it hasn't worked. I'm just saying from what I've seen in my neighborhood.
But a lot of people are saying it isn't working. And I'm hearing it from citizens now saying, well, God, we gave all this money to the banks and it was supposed to be.
Yeah, and are the loans still being passed down from the banks to the public?
They've only gotten 10% of what they're supposed to get. So the stimulus is not finished. That's
right.
That's the point. And I think
you make a good point. Sometimes Dems and liberals are quick to attack their own.
Yeah.
As, you know, Republicans and conservatives really stick together through thick and thin.
I'll tell you what, I have a couple of times during the campaign, I did not want to do it, but I sold Obama short, and boy was I ever wrong. You know, when he came back and I realized, man, this guy has a plan and it works. And so I think we still need to give the stimulus time. It took us as many years as, you know, since Reagan to get into the mess. It wasn't just the Bush years. It was It was Reaganomics that got us here. And so it took us decades to get here. We're expecting miracles in 6 months. Give the guy a break.
Yeah, I'm with you. Well, you know, I think that, and Tim from Aurora brought this up in the 6 a.m. hour as well about an hour ago, that, you know, look at all the money spent in the Iraq war. And that could have paid that $10 trillion could have been paid off for him, but we didn't.
I also heard an estimate that the administrative costs of our current, you know, of the way health care is now, that just getting those administrative costs down to the level of administrative costs with Medicaid, which is, you know, single payer, that alone would pay for it. That's, I've heard estimates to that in that regard, that there are so many ways that this
healthcare package could be paid for.
Healthcare will pay for itself in cost savings. So, you know, taxing the wealthy, I think that we need to be taxing more fairly all the way around, not just for health care, but
yeah, I don't know about the $200,000 to $250,000 threshold. Maybe the top 5% earners in America. I was telling my producer, Erica, if this $200,000-$250,000 thing went into effect, it might just, you know, affect like five people in this building, six, seven people in this building that probably employs about 200 people, 150 people.
I really don't know what to think of the threshold number,
right.
And I think that's for the smarter people in the
economy. Yeah, I know, exactly. We need the economists out here on this one. Kat, thanks a million
You're
for the
welcome,
phone call.
Sir. Take care.
All right, you too. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Doug in Denver. Hey, Doug. You with me, Doug? Doug going once, twice, into the ether. Let's go to Bob in Denver. We're at 303-713-7600.
How you doing, John?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, if you read all of Hartman's books and you read Sirota, read all of what Sirota wrote, you'll know exactly what's going on.
Well, can you explain that? I've not read any of Tom Hartman's books. I did read David Sirota's first book.
Hey, Hartman is so prolific. He has said about everything I've been yelling about since 1980. And not that I'm any particular genius, and I'll send you some emails, you know, trying to sort out some of this convoluted, complete, total mess that we're in. But the thing about it is, people forget that Bush probably gave the rich and the corporations about $10 trillion in tax cuts when he came into office.
He sure did.
And the thing of it is, you think...
Well, look at these tax cuts for the oil companies, Bob, and you bring up a great point. I mean, they're making record profits, and they're getting tax breaks.
But they're not paying any. And the thing of it is, the healthcare companies probably aren't paying any taxes to speak of. Neither are the pharmaceuticals. And the thing of it is, all of these companies represent people and represent shareholders that are making billions and billions mm-hmm. of dollars at the expense of people who are sick. And I can guarantee you one thing, John. If we don't get this passed, you and your family will not have healthcare within 3 or 4 years, period. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
I mean, that's how stark it is. Now, the other thing of it is, you know, Bush flummoxed the American people back in November when they passed that first stimulus. Basically, and I've followed this stuff very closely for 30 years. I mean, all the different things going on with the background I have, and not that I'm a genius. I mean, I know I have a feel for it. But the thing of it is, if they didn't put that money into those banks, you would not be able to cash your check. Nobody would be able to cash their check. This economy would have come to a complete and total halt because the banks had basically, you know, wasted all the money. The people that Bush represented basically took trillions upon trillions of dollars and bet that money on, and derivatives. And the thing of it is, the trouble with Obama has right now is he should have never put a single person who had anything to do with any of that. And the thing of it is, he still put a lot of people in that were basically in the economic sector, they were part of the Bushy type of generation. And to me, the thing of it is, that's where he's going to probably fail because he should have put somebody like Krugman or some other economist that had nothing to do with Wall Street or Goldman Sachs. The thing of it is...
Yeah, Tim Geithner. A lot of people question that.
Well, the thing of it is, the Republic Scum Party only wants one kind of a society. That's where the rich have their gated communities, and they have their country clubs and everybody else that's scrambling just to eat. And to me, we won't have any kind of a society if we let the Republicans have another single smidgen of power again.
Yeah, and I don't think we need to let them in on this debate. You know, we got the 60, but you only really need 51. But still, there's 13 senators out there. I haven't said they're with the public
option.
They're
really Republicans, John. And the thing is, you have to know that they're really Republicans. The best thing we can do is try to throw them out. And I don't know how we do that. It's a fairly complex process. And the thing of it is, the American people voted for this mess for 27 years. I mean, anybody who was a Republican or a conservative and independents who are basically fooled by the baloney rhetoric, you know, basically have voted for where they are. If you're unemployed and you voted for a Republican, then you probably are entitled to be unemployed because you voted for that. It would have been a very different society.
Yeah, that's exactly what I've been talking to my producer Eric about. It's like, you know, these folks in Kansas and the Midwest and Missouri and North Dakota, South Dakota, who aren't, you know, farmers making $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year, voting with these folks that make $500,000, $1 million a year.
And all these right-wingers that are fundamentalists, if you voted because of the Bible, you voted for your Bible, and you're unemployed, then I suggest that you take the leaves of that Bible and you start using it for yourself because that's what, I mean, you might as well just eat your Bible because that's the kind of food you're going to have. You cannot have a good job with decent pay where you can afford to pay your taxes, and we basically have made a mess of things. I don't know what we're going to do. I'm really kind of seriously concerned about what's going on. And the message to a lot of seniors out there who are Republicans who think that they're voting for their best interests. If you let the Republicans have power, you will lose your Medicare and you will lose your, you know, you will lose your Social Security because their idea of health care is when you get sick, you have a duty to die because your health insurance company doesn't want to pay for anything.
All right, Bob.
See you later.
See you,
man. I'm going to send you a few things and we'll play golf soon, I hope.
All right. Yeah, let's do it.
Bye-bye.
All right, buddy. 303-713-7600. Greg in Longmont, hang on. I'm coming to you next. Got a couple open lines. 303-713-7600. Anything you want to say about the health care debate? House Dems looking at taxing the rich for health care. What your take on that one? Also, looking at other possibilities, depending on the overall cost of the legislation, including a tax on sugared soft drinks and ending a tax break that drug companies receive for advertising. Do you think this is unfair to people that maybe drink soft drinks or sugared soft drinks? They seem to always point the finger at obese people or smokers and how they need to add to the health care pool. But there's other things out there that cause health care issues and to the cost of rising health care. 303-713-7600. Your phone call's coming up next, but first, Todd Parker and traffic.
Left lane stall, eastbound I-70 approaching Quebec. Going to hang you up as you're traveling over that elevated stretch. Southbounders on 225, about the slowest ride of this morning's commute, just after Parker Road as you're making your way up to I-25. Speeds are going to dip into the teens and 20s in that stretch. If you're heading out to DIA, security wait times less than 10 minutes, plenty of parking spaces. Pena Boulevard's moving along at a pretty good clip. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high of about 88 degrees. There is a chance of seeing some afternoon showers. Currently, it's 64. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Mario, and today's AM 760 is brought to you by CPAP Specialist.
Looking for a way to extend your weekend in Vegas? From summer concert series to events and pool parties, find your excuse at visitlasvegas.com.
I understand the passion.
Get the good stuff!
Want to keep your car looking like new? Your local Napa Auto Parts store can help with Super Clean Cleaner Degreaser for just $8.55 a gallon. Super Clean's industrial strength formula quickly removes dirt and grime from your vehicle's engine, tires, or even your interior. It's also VOC compliant, so it's better for the environment. Get Super Clean Cleaner Degreaser for just $8.55 a gallon today at Napa.
Napa. Get the good stuff!
If your brain's not responding to the signals that you're full, you'll probably continue eating.
Come on, don't be that way.
Eating and eating some more. With Leptothen, you get the message. You are full.
Oh, finally!
Visit GoGetThin.com. That's GoGetThin.com. Or call 888-700-DIET. And for a limited time, buy two bottles of Leptothen and get one free.
Reduce your carbon footprint and get free electricity for a year. Now, for the first time, go solar with no down and no interest for up to 18 months with independent power systems, same as cash financing. Learn how Wednesday, July 15th, 7 p.m. at the Westerly Creek Elementary School. Did you know that rebates and tax incentives can reduce the cost of a solar system by up to 60%? Join Independent Power Systems Wednesday, July 15th, 7 p.m. at the Westerly Creek Elementary School. Learn how to take advantage of these discounts and how to go solar now with no down and no interest. Save even more when you go solar with your neighbors. Learn how Wednesday, July 15th, 7 p.m. at the Westerly Creek Elementary School. Go to solarips.com/stapleton to RSVP today for the solar community event or call 303-443-0115. Get free electricity for a year. Go solar with Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts.
CorvetteCorvette.com and CorvetteDenver.com are your destination for late model Corvette sales and service in Colorado. Large Corvette showroom, great Corvette service. Buy your next new or used Corvette from people who care. DenverCorvette.com is PurefoyChevrolet.com.
Has new, lower prices on a wide selection of ceiling fans. There's a bunch under $100, including collections from Hampton, Bay, and Hunter. Stop in today and save twice. Once when you buy your new fan, and again when you cool off your summer electric bills. New, lower prices on ceiling fans from under $100. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Prices valid in U.S. only.
Got the beer of the underdog.
If you have a few minutes today, check out Time.com. That's Time Magazine, and read their article on Can Democrats Pass Health Care Reform on Their Own? Dems now have 60 votes in the Senate and a parliamentary tool that gives them the power to pass health care reform with a simple majority of only 51. That means Republicans are, theoretically at least, powerless to stop President Obama's top domestic priority with a filibuster. So why are Democrats even bothering to keep negotiating with the minority party? Why don't they just pass health care reform on Democratic votes alone? If you want to answer those questions, 303-713-7600. This instant message from Don. I still stand by my equity tax. Tax the things that contribute to poor health. Cigarettes, foods with saturated fat and cholesterol, junk food with empty calories, no nutritional value, e.g. candy, chips, etc. As for taxing the rich, that makes me cringe. While I believe in a progressive tax, I think we'd see results faster if effective immediately. Until Congress passes a health care plan for America, they are stripped of all medical benefits paid for by us, the taxpayers. Good instant message there, Don. Thank you. And you can do that at am760.net. Click on the lineup. Click on Jay Marvin. And then you'll see a little thing that says instant message or shoot Jay an email. Click on that. I do get those all. 303-713-7600. Greg in Longmont, thanks for hanging on.
Hey, John. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, just want to say you're doing a great job. I'm going to miss you when Dave comes back.
Oh, thanks, man. Thank you. I'll still chime in with Dave.
Listen, you know, I work for government, and you know, we're dealing with applying for all this stimulus money, and I think people just need to get real. You know, the government just doesn't wire you money and say, "Well, good luck, and we trust you." I mean, there's, you know, you have to develop a plan, because otherwise, what happens is, you know, this money comes in, and then on the back end, they think the criticism's bad. Now, the criticism will be horrible on the back end. I mean, you need to kind of say, here's what we're going to do. Here's what our goals are. Here's how we're going to measure it. And so, yes, some of the money for, like, infrastructure projects, you know, that can go out and that can be spent relatively quickly, and it is.
But yeah, you see, it was effective basically immediately.
Right. Yeah, but, I mean, you know, the government doesn't work that way. And you know, you need controls in place. And so a lot of this money is going to be, you know, it's going to be given to the states and the locals later this summer, early this fall. I mean, this is like a three-year. A lot of this money is geared to be spent over a course of a couple of years. And so by the time the next election comes, see, that's what they're doing, is they're saying, okay, by the time the next election comes, we're going to have a lot of results from all this stimulus money. And I'm baffled when people think that you can just turn this money over to somebody's bank account and trust them to spend it right.
Money could end up going to the wrong things. Like, you could send some guy a check for $100,000, $200,000. He'd go stockpile his barn with guns or drugs or, you know, whatever he wants to spend the money on.
You know, I mean, let's think of it in terms of a no-bid contract. How well did that work out for us, you know,
in Iraq?
Halliburton and ABR and all these bums over in Iraq.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, these small businesses are not getting the small business loans, are going to top five or Fortune 500 companies.
Right, right. And, you know, so, and the other point is, you were talking about, well, what happens if a second stimulus went to the people? And some of the numbers I'm hearing are just crazy. I mean, if there's 150 million adults, which let's just say that's roughly the number, if you went on the same level as the last stimulus, you'd be looking at about $5,000 a person. Now, that's not small. That's not chump change, but it's not $100,000. I mean, you know, you're talking about...
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That figure was way too high. I was thinking it would be somewhere between like 10 and 20.
$6,000. No, right. I wouldn't sneeze at that. But
no, that helped me. You know what? If I got a check for $5,000, that would help me out immensely now.
Yeah. So anyway, I just thanks for all the good work you're doing, and then hopefully you'll be back on.
You got it, Greg. Thanks a lot for calling, man. Appreciate it. I couldn't do this without you guys. I'm a dependent. I'm a dependency kind of guy on you callers, so I need y'all to participate. 303-713-7600. We do have a few open lines. We'll carry this debate up to around 7 o'clock if you'd like to. If we fill them up, maybe we'll go into 8 o'clock. But what do you think about House Dems looking at taxing the rich for health care? If you make over $200,000 a year, I want to get your take on this. You're who they're looking at. 303-713-7600. Jeff in Centennial. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, John. How you doing?
I'm good today. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, John, you're doing a great job. We love you. We love what you're doing. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
I'm not one of those guys who makes over $200,000
a
year.
Me neither. And until I do, I probably, you know. And who's to say what most folks would do if they started making $200,000 a year? Would you start voting against tax, you know, tax... increases for the rich. I think maybe just go after the top 5% wage income earners in America on this one, if that's what you're going to do.
I would agree. But if I had to pay more to help other people, being a healthcare professional and seeing what I see on a day-to-day basis, I would pay it, John. And I would just have to echo what Don said. We should tax companies that make foods that contribute to the problem.
So you're for that, against like maybe taxing these sugared soft drinks?
Yes. I mean, just take a look.
And tobacco users. Well, now there's a sales tax on tobacco, too. So when you go to buy a pack of cigarettes, it's not just, you know, $4.75. You're going to get taxed on it as well now.
That's good, because look at all the people who come into the hospitals.
Yeah, what about potato chips, though? You want to tax potato chips?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Is obesity that big? Is obesity that big of a negative on the healthcare industry?
Yes.
You know, I need to look up some figures on that. You know, I know, you know, smokers, it just seems like smokers and people that are obese are always targeted on this.
And it's true, John. I don't want to pick on anybody, but you weren't intended to weigh 300 pounds. That's not what God intended for you. I'm not going to get into a theological discussion.
Okay.
But people who weigh that much, you have to understand you need special instruments. You need special tables. It takes a lot to operate on people, and they don't heal as well as people who weigh, let's say, 140, 150
okay.
pounds. Because it's just a lot of unhealthy fat. I mean, try operating through it. I've done it. We do it every day. You're talking about sewing to clouds. I mean, it's hard to do. I saw a kid yesterday, John, couldn't have been 10 years old. He couldn't touch his toes.
You know, I see a lot of that. You know, I've been telling you folks that I've been hanging out at the pool a lot lately. And I see 8, 10-year-old kids that are obese. And, you know, where are the parents, you know, just letting their kids get fat? Where are the parents at?
I agree with you. Let's look at their parents. I can guarantee their parents are fat as well.
No, I see a lot of kids that are obese. I do. I think, you know, it is an epidemic. But we live in a fast food society, you know. Everybody, you know, doesn't want to cook dinner. They just want to go to McDonald's or, you know, go pick up food at Papa Murphy's. And I fall into that category, too. I could be a little more healthy. I could stand to lose about 20 pounds.
If we do that, John, then we should be willing to pay the price. If we're too lazy to take care of our families and feed our families and exercise with our families, then we should be willing to pay the price. Nothing's free.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Jeff, thanks again, man. And thanks for the compliments.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you soon, buddy. 303-713-7600, Wilbur in Highlands Ranch. Hey, Wilbur.
Yes.
How you doing, sir?
Yeah, good. Thank you.
Good.
Hey, am I on the
You air? Are on the radio, yes, sir.
All righty. I'm calling to weigh in. You had asked people who make $200,000 a year or more to call about the whole health care thing and them shouldering the burden for it. So I'm calling to respond to that.
Yeah, you're against it, I imagine.
I am against it, and here's why. Number one, let me preface what I'm about to say with, I am not a Republican. I strongly disagree with the Republican Party in terms of the abortion issues, the anti-gay issues, everything else. However, the problem is when you have people such as John Kerry in the prior election, we're hearing this debate right now, putting a target on those who make $200,000 a year, $250,000 a year, that they're the ones who need to shoulder the burden. Herein lies the problem. A couple of things. Number one, those are people who are already paying a higher percentage of their income for taxes. They're already paying their share to a degree. I know everyone chimes in about there's loopholes here, loopholes there, everything else, but the reality of it is those people are not the ones getting the loopholes. You start talking
about... Yeah, it's the top 5%, and that's where I'm saying maybe not this... I don't like this $200,000, $250,000 threshold. Maybe
in reality, a family making $200,000 is in the top 5%, at least as of a couple of years ago, checking statistics. So reality-wise, the 500 to a million set, yeah, they're the ones getting the huge tax breaks, the huge loopholes. The $200,000, $250,000, $300,000, the reality of it is they are what would be determined to be the John Locke merchant class. The reality of it is they're self-employed business owners. And the more they're taxed, the more they're going to have to weigh, gee, can I hire that new employee? Gee, can I provide jobs for the community? Gee, can I stay open? And gee, why am I doing all this when I'm already paying a greater share? So something needs to be done. Sure, everyone needs health care, but completely unfair to just take it out on those people or look to them as the source of revenue. And in reality, again, the top 1%, that's a wide array. That's families making about $300,000 or more, all the way on up to the pro sports superstars and Hollywood athletes. And it's just not right. So something needs to be done, but on behalf of those making a decent living.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm not for, you know, punishing people that for not rewarding success. You know, but again, a lot of this money from the top 3 to 5% earners, or, you know, top 3 to 5% rich people in the United States, a lot of that is inherited wealth. But again, it's not, you know, but that was maybe done through hard work from their family. So how do you not reward success?
Well, and then the problem becomes you get the people making 200, let's say 250 a year. They're in roughly a 30% tax bracket. You do the math on that, and they're shelling out a good 50, 60 grand a year just in federal taxes. They're already kicking in their share. So something needs to be done, sure, but that's not the way to go. So
hey,
I said my piece for the hardworking. Not that everyone doesn't work hard. People under 200,000 work just as hard as those above. But yes, it is a tax on success, and that's problematic when we are already paying.
And I see it. I see that. All right, Wilbur. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call, man.
You bet. You
have all right, we'll talk to you soon. Thank you. 303-713-7600, the phone number. I'm going to step aside, talk to Michael Spear, get a market update, and then a couple more minutes for more phone calls on healthcare if you'd like to participate. Let's step aside, Todd Parker, and traffic.
Eastbound I-70 had been a slow ride over that elevated stretch due in part to a mixture of volume and a stalled-out vehicle that was right around Quebec. It's now gone, but it's still going to be a little bit sluggish there. Westbound 36 loading up Sheridan towards Wadsworth. Southbound 225 still a crowded ride before Yosemite. Off those main roads, we're getting word of a new wreck. This is on Peoria, south of I-70, involving two cars. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Earning your career-focused bachelor's, master's, or doctorate degree can be an achievable reality with Colorado Technical University. Study online, on campus, days, nights, or weekends. Call CTU at 888-269-1555 or click coloradotech.edu.
Do I have health care?
Yes, I do.
No, I don't. And I can't go to the hospital.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you followed your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
If you could find a receptionist that's very professional, never late or sick, takes no lunches or vacations, and works for about $1 an hour, would you hire them? Well, now you can. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant from Intelligent Office. Just forward your calls to our professionals who then screen, announce, and seamlessly connect that call to your office, your cell, anywhere. And no, this is not an answering service. This is a friendly person trained by you to be a member of your staff for that phone call. Now you'll get the important calls anywhere, and we'll take care of the routine ones. So if you need a receptionist to cover those lunches, sick days, or vacations, or if you want to reduce costs and add professionalism, hire an Intelligent Assistant. Call 303-447-9000. Grow your business intelligently with assistance from intelligentoffice.com. 303-447-9000.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected.
California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through.
I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process.
That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com.
My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
There's only a limited number of these free guides available. 1-800-300-1187. This free guide is brought to you by QuickBids, a group of professionals who've made their fortune on the internet with sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With your free guide, you'll learn how to turn almost anything into cash, including tens of thousands of products you can choose from the online warehouse. Get extra cash on eBay with stuff you already own. Request your free guide today while supplies last. Just call 1-800-300-1187. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-300-1187.
Hey, it's now time for us to check in with our good buddy, Michael Spear, Executive VP, Presidential Brokerage. Hey, Michael, how you doing this morning?
Good. How you doing, John?
I'm well. The number
Very
to reach
proud
you...
of you.
Why are you proud of me?
Why not? Huh? I mean, look at you. You're the son I never wanted. I mean, the son I always wanted.
Oh, that's awesome.
I love you, man.
Oh, I love you too, man. I can't wait to get together with you and start figuring out some of my my money. I need to come in there and visit. I need to come and visit you and Heidi and the team there, Jason McBride and everybody.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Well, hey, I'm looking.
We've already spent some time together.
I know. Well, we need to do something outside, extracurricular activity.
Oh, okay.
So we'll get together, maybe play golf, go bowling, or do something like that.
Sounds good. You want to go golf Tuesday?
Yeah, man.
Tuesday at 4 o'clock? This coming Tuesday at 4?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let me talk to Heidi, because we're putting together a little golf outing.
All right. Well, let's see if I can. I'd love to join you guys.
I'll give you a watch a holler after the show. When you
got it. Hey, let's. I only got a minute or so here, okay. Michael. Stocks open higher after Alcoa jobs report. And this new job, 565,000 new jobless claims, which is the lowest level since January. What's the market looking like today?
Well, it's only up slightly right now. The market was up about 50 or 55 earlier. Now the Dow is up 14. The Nasdaq's up 7.5. The S&P's up 3. The Marvin, a.k.a. the Russell, is up 1.25. So not a whole heck of a lot today. But one thing we do have going that is very important, I got to get this in because there are only a couple of seats left.
You got it.
Jason is speaking this coming Thursday. That's a week from tomorrow. And a week from this Saturday. The same thing, we're repeating it twice, Thursday night and Saturday morning, so take your pick. But it's an educational class on understanding the nuts and bolts of annuities. There are a lot of misconceptions out there. This is filling up quickly. We're only a few seats left. If you'd like to participate, it's free. We're not selling anything. We think it's important to give you an education as to how annuities work, what you should look for, what you should avoid. If you're in one, how to repair it, those types of things. So if you really want to be part of this, again, it's no charge. It's in our offices here at the Tech Center, 6:30, a week from tomorrow, Thursday evening, and then you can do it again if you'd care to, or a different time, Saturday morning at 9 a.m., a week from this Saturday, and it is filling up. So call 303-694-1600 to reserve your seat. I would do it now, 303-694-1600. You want to be part of the annuities class.
All right, Michael, thanks again. I'm out of time. We will talk to you tomorrow, okay?
I'll talk
and play
to you
golf on
today.
Tuesday. Thanks, buddy.
Okay.
See ya.
It's too hot to eat in the kitchen. You're probably having a lot of family barbecues this summer like we are. Whether you need a few pieces
yeah, so what,
or a whole patio furniture setup, get to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center. From wrought iron and granite or tile-top tables to outdoor fire pits to the super comfortable deep-seating furniture. The season's far from over, so Freehoff's is celebrating over 5,000 pieces in stock ready for immediate delivery. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. This week, get a half-off round of golf at Pool Creek and tickets to the Major League Lacrosse All-Star Game. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town. Brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
Turn off your mic, dummy. We're still in commercial break. 303-713-7600. Went a little long here. I know I have a few phone calls hanging on. Kevin, Sandra, DJ, Don, if you can hold through news, I'll get you in the first segment on the other side. We're talking health care.
And if that peters out, we'll move on to some other issues. I got a stack of papers here this morning. I'm going to have to throw some of these stories out and just get your take on them at some point, maybe the 9 o'clock hour. But a lot going on. 303-713-7600. It's 7:58. CBS News is next.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paved stone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
It contains an amazing all-natural ingredient that's been shown to help control hunger safely. In a clinical study, 100% of participants who used Apitrim as directed lost weight or inches without changing their diet or adding exercise. Current supplies are limited, so consumers who don't call in the next 48 hours may have to wait until more Apitrim is available. For your free bottle, call 1-800-500-4452. 1-800-500-4452.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. President Obama took time out from the G8 summit in L'Aquila, Italy, a short time ago to call attention to the threat at home and around the world from swine flu.
We want to make sure that we are not promoting panic, but we are promoting vigilance and preparation.
Live to CBS's Dave Barrett. Dave, how are administration officials here at home going about that?
Educators and health officials from all 50 states are taking part in a swine flu summit in Washington. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius.
The summit is not about raising alarms or stoking fears. It's about being prepared.
She says an H1N1 vaccine is being prepared.
Our current estimate is that some vaccine will be ready for initial distribution in mid-October.
There's no firm order, but it's likely that school kids might be vaccinated first, followed by young people with health problems like asthma. Pregnant women and health care workers would be next in line. Frank?
Sales at the big chain stores did a June swoon. Wharton School economist Aaron Armendinger says the poor showing comes as no surprise.
Customers are still really anxious and distressed. You know, when you've got unemployment going up towards double digits, that has a huge impact on consumers.
The Labor Department says new unemployment insurance claims fell by more than 50,000 last week. Did CIA officials mislead Congress? House Democrats have released a letter saying Director Leon Panetta admitted agency officials weren't as forthcoming as they should have been. The CIA denies that, and Republicans accuse the Democrats of playing politics. Former intelligence analyst Mike Scheuer says Panetta should clear the air.
He can settle this one way or another right away by publicly saying what he told Congress and what he didn't. And if Mr. Panetta says there's a problem, then something has to be done about it.
Environmentalists may not like a statement taking shape at the G8 summit. CBS's Barry Bagnato is there.
A draft of a final climate change document to be released by leaders of both developed and developing countries strips out ambitious greenhouse gas reduction goals agreed to by richer nations yesterday. And there's no financing plan for greening the planet. Both major setbacks to efforts to unjam negotiations leading to a new global climate change agreement. Developing countries say they can't maintain their economies and contribute to climate change efforts without outside aid.
In Iran, reports from Tehran say police have broken up a crowd of anti-government demonstrators. Los Angeles Times reporter Borzu Daragahi has been piecing the story together from Beirut.
Club-wielding, plainclothes vigilantes proceeded to attack them with clubs and tear gas as the demonstrators began chanting, "Death to the dictator. God is great."
Bombings today in Baghdad and the city of Tal Afar in northern Iraq claimed at least 41 lives. In central Afghanistan, a truck bombing killed 25 people. A Syracuse University study finds that Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor typically handed out tougher prison sentences than other judges on the federal bench. In early trading, the Dow is down a fraction of a point. This is CBS News.
Hi, this is Sally Field.
I always thought calcium and vitamin D and exercise would keep my bones healthy, but I got osteoporosis anyway. So my doctor started me on once monthly Boniva, and he told me something important. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss.
Boniva Ibandronate Sodium is a 150 milligram prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva if you have low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
I've got this one body and this one life, so I'm doing my best to build strong, healthy bones. Ask your doctor if Boniva is right for you.
Boniva, help stop and reverse bone loss. For a free trial offer, call 1-800-4-BONIVA or visit boniva.com.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. A woman who claims she was raped by a CU football player and another man 9 years ago will have to wait longer for her case to go to court. The case was dropped when the woman decided she couldn't testify about the incident, but she's ready now. However, Arapahoe County District Attorney Carol Chambers has refused to file charges. A judge has ordered Chambers to appoint a special prosecutor, and Chambers is fighting that order. The Denver Post reports Chambers and Judge Carlos Samore are at odds on whether the original case should have been dropped. After losing his bid to be reinstated, Professor Ward Churchill will get a bill from CU.
CU officials say they're now billing Churchill $10,000. That bill for out-of-pocket costs the university incurred while battling the wrongful termination suit Churchill filed. Those costs include travel expenses, witness fees, and the cost for deposition transcripts. The university is not allowed to collect attorney's fees.
That's AM 760's Joe Chiaro. And Colorado ranks 8th in the nation for total number of homeless people among the population. The Department of Housing and Urban Development report finds as the recession has deepened, homelessness has shifted away from cities and into rural and suburban areas. The District of Columbia maintains the highest homeless population with a full 1% of its residents on the streets. Sports, Joe Sakic retires from hockey today, and the Rockies host the Braves tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Southbounders on 225 starting to get busy as you're getting off of I-70, making your way towards Colfax. Eastbound 6th Avenue is still a crowded ride after Sheridan up towards I-25. No highway wrecks to get in your way, just heavy pockets in those usual spots like on 270. This is on both directions, just past Quebec, as well as on C-470 traveling westbound. This is Bowles as you're making your way up to 285 right around Bannermere. Two-car accident, cleanup stages on Peoria south of I-70. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high in the mid to upper 80s. Currently, partly cloudy skies and it's 64. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, summertime means road trips. Your neighborhood Toyota dealers have all the right tools, technicians, and parts to help make sure your Toyota continues to run like a Toyota. They are the one-stop shop for all your maintenance needs. Toyota, moving forward.
The Home Depot has new lower prices on
safe retirement question number 66. Want to know how to be 100% sure you won't outlive your money? Stop gambling with your retirement dollars. Tune in to the It's Time to Cover Your Assets show, Saturday afternoons at 12:30, right here on AM 760.
From under 100 bucks, more saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Prices valid in U.S. only.
I want to compliment you. I'm a conservative, but I really want to compliment you and your show.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
8:07, 7 minutes after 8 o'clock. John Turk filling in for Jay Marvin again today. I'm also here tomorrow. We'll do Topic Free Friday tomorrow, so anything that you want to talk about is cool. For the 4 hours of the program tomorrow morning, 303-713-7600. Want to let you know AM 760 is wanting your opinion on everything Colorado. Go to am760.net now and fill out our survey with your favorite places to eat, your favorite local businesses, and your favorite things to do in Colorado. Tell everyone about the hidden gems that you found and help your favorite local businesses. If that's not enough, you can register to win a night stay at the JW Marriott in Cherry Creek. That includes valet parking, champagne, also a $100 gift certificate to the Second Home Restaurant just for participating. Share your opinion now on AM760.net. Tell me where your greatest, where the best green chili is in Denver or in Colorado. How about what's the best local band? So start filling those things out. Fill out that survey at AM760.net. We'll see if we can get that thing going. Been talking about health care again this morning. House Dems looking at taxing the rich. They're at work on health legislation, narrowing in on an income tax surcharge on the highest paid wage earners to help pay the cost of subsidizing insurance for the 50 million who lack it. Pushing to complete a comprehensive health care bill by tomorrow and bring it up for committee votes next week. House Dems abandoned their early money-raising proposals, including a payroll tax. They plan to meet behind closed doors today to fine-tune the details. Action in the House stood in contrast to the Senate, where Dems edged away from their goal of passing health care legislation by early August amid heightening partisan controversy. As discussed in the tax writing House Ways and Means Committee, the surtax would apply to individuals with adjusted gross income of more than $200,000 and couples over $250,000. That's according to officials involved in the discussion, and they spoke on condition of anonymity. Also, smaller tax options remain possibilities, depending on the overall cost of the legislation, including a tax on sugared soft drinks and ending a tax break that drug companies receive for advertising. So if you'd like to comment on any of that, 303-713-7600. I do have full lines right now. Let's go to Kevin on a cell phone. He's been hanging there the longest. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, John. How you doing?
Good, man. You? Thanks for holding.
No problem. A couple of quick points listening to one of your earlier callers. The taxing success argument, I think, is somewhat propaganda-ish, if you will. I've been an employer for 30 years. My benefits package is a recruiting tool and an employee retention tool. Most good employers know that, if you will. So I see this argument being put forth by a lot of people who simply aren't in the game, and I don't know if necessarily they've got a right to comment on it. So I get really frustrated when I hear about taxing success. It's one of the
well, I think a lot of people do.
Yeah.
You know, but again, a lot of the money out there and the highest, some of the rich folks is inherited money. But is that their fault? You know, maybe it was some of their grandfather or their great-grandfather earned a lot of money through success.
I didn't inherit much of anything, so I can't.
So you worked for all years. Do you make over $200,000 a year, Kevin?
Yeah. My health care costs are less than 1% of my income. I mean, this is, but it hasn't always been that case. Forever it's worth, I lost my wife to cancer in 94, and we finished that game on welfare after 5 years of intensive health care.
Man, I'm sorry.
And that's, and God bless America, because we can rebuild. But that's the larger issue right now from my perspective is, I mean, one of the functions of democracy in this country is to define the boundaries of capitalism. And we've done a really bad job of this on this particular issue. And I wonder out loud regularly whether or not we'd be even having this conversation if our campaign finance laws were the way that they need to be.
Oh, I'm with you there.
My thinking on this issue is this is entirely about the insurance companies. So, and I'm right now I'm driving from Denver to Boulder. On the way there, I've gone through Thornton. Just went through Westminster now in Broomfield. If I need a police officer or a fireman, they don't check my driver's license to decide whether or not they want to provide services. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Metaphorically, the insurance companies, I mean, if I were to have a car accident, I'd be taken to the hospital. The emergency room people wouldn't care. But it's, you know, I've been deep in the system before, and I don't know if I want to be it's frustrating for me to know that the insurance that I provide my employees has the limits that it does, and that I've seen people get in the wrong pool or have their benefits the benefits limited in a variety of ways that they found out about after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
And in my particular case, as I mentioned, I lost my wife to cancer a year and a half into that. Some bright young man in Chicago found a loophole in our insurance and canceled it.
And that's what they do. They look for anything they can to, you know, not help out the claims. It's depressing. They'll look at, you know, I said this in the 6 o'clock hour. They've turned people down because of acne, saying that's a pre-existing condition.
I hear you. And we had.
So it's, you know, it's broken. And like you said, the insurance companies are the problem. And public finance, you know, these lobbyists for the insurance companies are in the pockets of Dems and Republicans.
I agreed, and I just kind of look at this issue as if campaign finance laws were the way they're supposed to be, we wouldn't be having this argument. We've got millions of uninsured people in this country that can't afford it, and I've routinely lost employees in the past, not because they didn't like working with me, because they couldn't, because they had to take a job that provided better benefits.
Yeah, and that's depressing. It should all, you know, in my opinion, it should all basically be the same.
Yeah. So a lot of the arguments being put forth, and for whatever it's worth, I was a card-carrying Republican up until the middle of this last administration, and jumped out for a variety of issues, primary to which was Abu Ghraib, for whatever that's worth.
Right.
But it's just frustrating to hear these specious arguments being put forth, and being voiced by people who have a vested interest in having it go the other way.
Exactly.
It's just amazing to me to hear, I've got family that work in the public school systems that are arguing against this. I'm like, going, are you nuts? I've got a couple employees that are arguing against this, and I'm like, are you nuts? Okay. And I look at the industry, the larger industries in this country. You know, by example, General Motors loses $1,100 for every car they manufacture. Okay. And it costs them $1,600 for the health care for every car they manufacture. General Motors is a healthy company. Is a healthy company if we have a nationalized health care program like every other industrialized country in the world. Okay. So Japan's manufacturing companies don't have to pay those health care costs, and it's a competitive advantage to them if America has doesn't have a nationalized health care program. Okay. Same with Germany, same with England, most every other industrialized country on the planet has what the Republicans refer to as socialized medicine.
Yeah, and they seem to be doing just fine. They're not in a healthcare crisis. Hey, Kevin, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Call me again.
I just periodically look at all the noise coming out from the right, and okay, it's disinformation designed to protect the insurance company's interests, and that's
for sure
god awful annoying. So,
got you.
Thanks for your time.
All right, Kev. We'll see you soon. DJ in Denver, you're on AM 760 with John Turk. Hey, DJ.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. You?
Not too bad.
Right on.
Nice day.
Yeah.
Hey, I got one question, and then I got a comment on that question. Am I mistaken in the information that I have that you only get taxed on FICA by the first $100,000, and then after that you don't get taxed on it? Am I mistaken in that information? Because I've heard that on the radio several times.
I've heard that too, and I'm not 100% sure on that either. But just say it's the case. What's your comment on it?
Well, I mean, if you think about that part of it, the caller Wilbur, say he makes $200,000, he does pay 30%. But if you make $1 million and you're only paying on $100,000, you're paying less than 10%. That's bogus. That is, I think, the whole design of the over $200,000 mark, because that kind of repels the whole Bush tax cut. That's it. That's all I wanted to say.
You got it, man. Hey, thanks a lot, DJ, for holding.
Thank you. Bye.
303-713-7600. Yeah, you know, that's a good point. You're actually paying less in taxes than somebody that makes less money. And that point's been brought up by some of the richest people in America. You know, like, hey, I make $1 billion. My secretary makes $50,000. Meanwhile, she's paying more money in relative to what she's earning than I am. I mean, that's the big discrepancy, and that's, you know, where the debate goes as well. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Sandra. Hockey mom for Obama. How are you, Sandra?
I'm good. How are you, John?
Good. I'm sorry about the wait, but I appreciate you holding.
Oh, that's okay. I'm driving to Franktown this morning, so I have lots of time.
Yeah, that's a trip.
I actually want to pick up on what Wilbur said and on what the last caller said. That was my point exactly, was about the FICA tax. Because the FICA tax actually does go away. The FICA tax completely for an employee is 7.65% of all your earnings up to this year. The limit is $106,800. So you pay 7.65%. up to that $106,800 mark, and then it drops down to 6.2% of that goes away. So people earning $200,000 a year do automatically have that tax credit, if you want to call it that, or
mm-hmm.
that tax relief on virtually half of their wages.
Right.
So it does, the FICA does kick in again at some amount, and I'm not exactly sure what that amount is. I think it's $1 million or $3 million in wages, and then it does kick in again. But there is that gap between $106,800 and $3 million or whatever it is. So even if we just said, okay, instead of 6.2% of that FICA tax going away, how about 3.1% of that FICA tax goes away, and the rest is used to help fund, you know, part of healthcare.
Right. It's a good idea. And you work closely in the healthcare field, don't you, Sandra?
I do, yeah. I do. And I believe that every person should have access to quality healthcare. And if every person had access to quality healthcare and utilized that access, the rates would go down for everybody. Because what is happening now is only sick people, or predominantly sick people, are staying in the pool. So that causes the rates to go up for everybody, because people who perceive themselves to be healthy say, I'm going to take the risk. And
yeah, they're playing basically craps, you know?
Right, totally. But we, as a society, to make healthcare work, we need those healthy
people
in the pool.
Yeah, and that would drive down costs, and I've made that point here.
Exactly.
It's because you have all these people, you have a lot of unhealthy people who have health care right now, and meanwhile you have a lot of people that think they're healthy or that don't foresee any problems not participating in the pool, and that's where the big discrepancy is.
Exactly, exactly. But Wilbur also made the point that a lot of people who earn $200,000 a year are business owners, which may or may not be true. I have no idea what that statistic is.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at business owners, especially closely held businesses or small business owners, you know, theoretically they should have a lot of motivation to get everybody covered on health insurance, because ultimately it is going to drive their rates down. And I've made this point with you and with Jay previously, that no matter what happens with healthcare reform, something specifically needs to be addressed for small business owners, because collectively they purchase the most health insurance of anybody.
And small business owners, I think, are the main people that are like kind of like sitting on the fence or just don't know what to do with the public option.
Right.
Small business owners think that they're going to be paying a lot more out to provide health insurance for their employees. But not if the pool's larger.
If the pool's larger and we get everybody covered, everybody will be paying less. So
yep.
Those small business owners who now are maybe looking at, you know, I've seen rates on small group plans that are $1,900 a month for a family.
I'm kind of lucky. I'm in a decent plan, and I pay. Yeah, mine is like $350-$400 a month for a 4-5 person family, which is pretty good. But you know, some of the copays are ridiculous, and what they consider preventative care is kind of ridiculous, and some things that they don't, you know, like flu shots are preventative care. Meanwhile, some other stuff, you know, you go to get a mole burned off, sometimes it isn't.
Right.
So it just depends on, you know, I think everything should be kind of the same. We should know what we're paying for when we go in. And like you said, we need a larger pool, drive down costs.
Exactly. And that will help everybody.
Yeah. Sandra, hey, thanks so much. I hope
to
meet you in person someday. I know you've talked to my wife on the phone as well. So
I know. No, I met your wife.
Oh, yeah. You guys did sit down for coffee.
We did.
Awesome. Well, Sandra, you're great.
Hey, you too.
And you should run for office. I'm serious.
I will after my kids are all grown up.
Okay. All right, Sandra. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. 303-713-7600. Don, I know you've been hanging there a long time. Got to step aside for a short one, only a couple minutes, and then I'm coming to you, Marcia, and Mike. Everybody want to talk about health care? Get in here. Should we tax the rich? People making over 200,000, individuals or couples over 250,000, gross. What's your take on that proposal? 303-713-7600, 822, right in the middle of morning rush hour. Todd Parker's going to update us.
Northbound I-25, pretty slow underneath the bridges. In fact, speeds are going to drop into the teens in spots.
Now, Dad always told me, son, you take care of what's yours. And one way I try to keep dear old Dad proud is by changing my own oil. The pros at Advance Auto Parts make it easy, and they'll do the same for you. They'll answer any question you have, and right now, you can get 5 quarts of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a Purolator Classic oil filter for just $14.99. See store for details. So get your supplies in advance, change your oil, and show Dad you're a chip off the old block. Advance Auto Parts. We'll help you keep the wheels turning.
It's too hot to eat in the kitchen. You're probably having a lot of family barbecues this summer like we are. Whether you need a few pieces or a whole patio furniture setup, get to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center. From wrought iron and granite or tile top tables to outdoor fire pits to the super comfortable deep seating furniture. The season's far from over, so Freehoff's is celebrating over 5,000 pieces in stock ready for immediate delivery. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
Hi, this is Tom Harbin. Would you like to learn to play the piano within 8 weeks? Well, now you can with the unique technique, accelerated piano method at Pianos and Pianos Teaching Facility. This course is half the price of private lessons. With the unique technique method, you'll be playing exciting selections of songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Pianos and Pianos, a proud sponsor of AM 760. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
A group of professionals who've made their fortune on the internet with sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With your free guide, you'll learn how to turn almost anything into cash, including tens of thousands of products you can choose from the online warehouse. Get extra cash on eBay with stuff you already own. Request your free guide today while supplies last. Just call 1-800-300-1187. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-300-1187.
The Home Depot has new, lower prices on a wide selection of ceiling fans. There's a bunch under $100, including collections from Hampton Bay and Hunter. Stop in today and save twice, once when you buy your new fan and again when you cool off your summer electric bills. New, lower prices on ceiling fans from under $100. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Prices valid in U.S. only.
Nate, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
My customer had a tiny chip in his windshield. Yesterday, he got in his hot car, cranked up the AC, and crack, it spread. If only he'd called sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. And an Elite Safelite repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, it's free.
Let Elite Safelite handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 303-287-5000.
Elite Repair. Elite Replace.
Comcast now takes you to the high country at Pole Creek Golf Course in Winter Park. These players are really elevating their game to a new level. Let's listen.
Two!
Excuse me, don't you mean four?
No, man, I'm golfing for half price.
Ooh, looks like that one got away from him. Don't let this great deal get away from you. This week, buy a $100 gift certificate for only $50. It's Bargain Watch on AM760.net.
This article from Time Magazine, why are Southerners so fat? People from Mississippi are fat with an adult obesity rate of 33%. Mississippi gobbled its way to the chubbiest state crown for the fifth year in a row, according to a new joint report by Trust for America's Health and Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. Alabama, West Virginia, and Tennessee aren't far behind with obesity rates over 30%. In fact, 8 of the 10 fattest states are in the South. Colorado, the thinnest state. How about that? We're pretty healthy here in Colorado. Talking about health care, 303-713-7600. House Dems basically throwing around the idea of taxing the rich for health care. Folks that earn over $200,000 a year individually, gross, or couples over $250,000. Your take on that, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Don in Denver, who's been hanging for quite a while. Hey, Don, sorry about the wait, brother.
Hey, no problem, Don. You're doing a great job there.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. I just wanted to clear up some misinformation, and it burns me up every time I hear it. But when someone's in a 30% tax bracket, they're not paying 30% of their wages. And so anyone who's making $200,000, I don't care if you're self-employed or if you're an employee, when you put in the FICA that she explained earlier.
Mm-hmm. And I'm glad she did, because I don't know. Yeah. FICA is a hard thing for me to grasp, brother. I'll be honest.
But it is a regressive tax.
Yeah.
And there's no way someone making $200,000 is paying 50 or 60 in taxes. And if they are, they are smoking a lot of cigarettes. There's
right.
No way. I mean, I made 140 last year, and my effective rate was, less than 15%. So there's no way.
Well, you know, you look at what Warren Buffett said. He even said it. You know, my secretary's paying more taxes than I am.
Right.
And it's all relative to your income.
Yeah, it's how you do. You know,
it's like it's 30% is 30%. You know, if it's taxed. Like if I make, let's say I make $50,000 a year, 30% of it goes to the government. That is more of my income than if a guy makes $100,000 a year and is paying 30.
And plus your gross wages aren't always being taxed. You have your deductions and all that other stuff that comes off of your tax returns that people can find and lower their tax burden. So if someone is paying 50 or 60 and they're making 200, they need to call a tax attorney.
Exactly.
There's no way. Anyway, I just want to call. Thanks.
Get a good accountant. Hey, Don, thanks a lot, man. You wait a long time just to say that. I appreciate that. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Marcia in Littleton. Good morning, Marcia.
Hi. Actually, it's Martha, but
Martha,
okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just had an idea, and someone may have brought it up, but it's my understanding that currently there are no taxes on Internet sales, and this is unfair to local merchants. And I thought a low tax, like 2 or 3%, which could be just dedicated totally to healthcare.
On Internet sales, like through Amazon or eBay or anything like that, when you purchase an item online?
Right. Online sales.
I've not heard that brought up before, Martha.
And it just seems to me that, you know, it's unfair to local merchants because they have to collect much more in taxes. But if they had just like a 2 or 3%, and then it could just be dedicated totally to the health care fund. Maybe that would be an idea.
That's a good idea. Maybe you should call your congressperson today and throw that idea out there.
I might do that.
You should.
Okay.
Hey, Martha, thanks a lot for the call.
Sure.
All right.
Thank you. Bye.
303-713-7600. What do you think of that idea? Internet sales, there's really no sales tax if you buy something on the Internet. You know, there's shipping fees. But no sales tax. Good point. Meanwhile, you have these local merchants paying a ton to, you know, just provide services and products. And then when they, you know, somebody runs a credit card through, I don't know if PayPal, obviously they don't, you know, turn around a sales tax or a shipping tax and give it back to you, or Amazon. 303-713-7600. That might be a good idea. What do you think about higher taxes for sugared soft drinks or potato chips? Or cigarettes. It seems like cigarettes are already skyrocketing the price. Where should we get the money to make this healthcare reform go through? House Dems looking at taxing the rich. If you make over $200,000, $250,000 a year as a couple, I'd like to hear from you at 303-713-7600. Have Mike and Kathy hanging on. I want you to stick there. Don't go anywhere. Going to step aside, get back on clock. It was a little late for the last one. But I want to talk to you all about health care through the rest of this hour. Then we'll open it up at 9 o'clock. Anything you want to talk about is cool with me. And I still have a stack of papers that I haven't gotten to this morning. Ex-mistress's husband says John Ensign paid severance. Senator Ensign of Nevada in more trouble. Time to step down, brother. 303-713-7600, 830. Todd Parker and traffic.
Courtesy patrol made quick work of a right-lane stall eastbound I-70 on that approach to I-25. However, northbounders on I-25 still going to be crawling underneath those bridges, making your way towards Downing and onto Alameda. Now, there is a surface street crash in the works. It's a brand-new one, 9th in Santa Fe. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high in the mid to upper 80s. There is a chance of seeing some afternoon showers, currently 65 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Mario, and today's AM 760 is brought to you by CPAP Specialist.
Goodyear has the tires for summer fun. Plus, get up to $100 by mail-in rebate when you buy 4 select Goodyear tires on your Goodyear credit card. Go to GoodyearTires.com or see your participating Goodyear retailer for complete details. Goodyear credit card purchases subject to credit approval. Certain restrictions apply.
Dr. Daddio here. Join me in AM 760.
Go solar now and get free electricity for a year. Learn how to take advantage of rebates and tax incentives that reduce the cost of solar by up to 60%. Now for the first time. Go solar with no down and no interest for up to 18 months with independent power systems same as cash financing. Learn how Wednesday, July 15th, 7 p.m. at the Westerly Creek Elementary School. That's Wednesday, July 15th, 7 p.m. at the Westerly Creek Elementary School. RSVP at solaryps.com/stapleton.
name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going. At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected. California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process. That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com. My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals. Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
This summer, Comcast presents Ben Stein and Shaquille O'Neal in Locked and Loaded.
Ben, will you please keep up?
I'm sorry, Shaq. I had my horse in reverse.
We got to let them know about Comcast's Locked and Loaded HD Triple Play offer.
And this really is a fantastic offer. Just $99 a month when you lock in for 2 years. That is big savings.
And the package is loaded. You get faster internet, unlimited nationwide calling, and free HD. And if that wasn't enough, it includes HBO.
You also get $100 cash back and a free HD DVR for 6 months. I feel like we've been riding forever.
No, it's only been about 30 seconds.
Oh.
The new Comcast HD Triple Play offer. With HBO included, a free HD DVR for 6 months and $100 cash back. All for only $99 a month for 2 years. But hurry, this offer ends July 12th. So call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Restrictions apply. Minimum term contract and early termination fee apply. Regular rates apply after promo. Equipment installation, taxes, franchise, and phone fees extra. Cashback requires activation within 30 days and account in good standing.
Other gold companies don't want you to know.
United Gold's 2009 Investors Kit will supply you with everything you need to know about the advantages of buying gold direct, cutting out the middleman. Your Gold Investors Kit is yours absolutely free if you call now. 800-806-GOLD. Supplies are limited, so call right away. You'll also get the secrets on how to own gold in your retirement account. Call now. 800-806-GOLD. 800-806-GOLD. That's 800-806-4653.
Are you heading out to buy a used car this weekend? If you want to find a great deal, you have to do some homework. Before you buy, make sure the dealer shows you a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, "Show me the Carfax," or go to Carfax.com.
Go solar now and get free electricity for a year. Learn how to take advantage of rebates and tax incentives that reduce the cost of solar by up to 60%. Now for the first time. Go solar with no down and no interest for up to 18 months with independent power systems, same as cash financing. Learn how. Wednesday, July 15th, 7 p.m. at the Westerly Creek Elementary School. That's Wednesday, July 15th, 7 p.m. at the Westerly Creek Elementary School. RSVP at solaripsdotcom/stapleton.
835, John Turk filling in for J. Marvin on the J. Marvin Show. It's AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. No sleep till Brooklyn. Got this instant message from Marcy. Listening to your great talk about paying for the health care with taxes from rich people, everyone is targeting the fat people. However, it was the rich people who haven't wanted to pay for education to keep physical education in the schools so children learn how to be physically active. It's the rich people who have amended our foods to make people want to eat more, supersize, etc. It was the rich who have made millions off of insurance companies who refuse to pay off for treatment that makes people healthy enough to be able to exercise. I'm a teacher and I see the cycle over and over. Why shouldn't the rich put their fair share now? If they had been fair in the first place, none of us would have been in this position. Thanks for all you do. Thank you for the email, Marcy. Don't know if I agree with all that. I don't know if it was the rich who made, who amended our foods to make people want to eat more. I don't know if it's just, that was just, consumer driven, you know? People want bigger and better. 303-713-7600, your phone calls. Let's go to Mike on a cell phone. Hey, Mike. You with me?
Eric, you there? Yep.
Hey, man.
Hey, you're doing a great job.
Thank you, sir.
I would like to talk about the $200,000 plus tax they're looking at doing, especially for small business people. Now, I'm a small business person. I've worked for myself my entire life. I spent my life laid up from 18 to 33, 34. I was hit by uninsured motorists 3 times. I'm held together by titanium and steel from head to toe.
Jeez.
I've had my chest cracked 3 times. I cannot afford health insurance.
I'm sure.
I work 80 hours a week. I work 40 hours at my one business and 40 hours at a startup that I don't get paid for. And I've been doing this for 2 years now. and it's looking to pay off for me. I don't think I should be punished, because this is one of the things with the people that are small business owners that make, you know, 200 grand a year. These guys are working 60, 70, 80 hours a week like me, not a 40-hour work like week like everybody else. The stress, the pressure, and everything else.
Some folks make work 20 hours a week and spend the rest on the golf course and make a million a year.
Yeah, I understand that. I thoroughly understand that. And I'd like to see the insurance companies get taken down, get taken apart, because I had a nothing but nightmare experiences with them while I was laid up in these auto wrecks fighting these guys. And another reason why we pay so much money in health insurance here in the state of Colorado was because the PIP law was allowed to expire. And this is something most people don't know. The minimum amount of insurance that people have to carry on their cars now is $25,000. Okay? So if somebody hits you, there's a minimum coverage of only 25 grand, where it used to be, underneath the old PIP law, 250. And they said everybody was saving money.
Yeah, and that was a cap, or else they'd just make pay whatever the damages were, total.
Yep. Now it's only 25. I know this. My girlfriend was hit by somebody 2 weeks ago. She was on her bicycle, and somebody blew through a stop, through a light, and creamed her at 35 miles an hour. They're underinsured, so now I'm working even harder to try to come up with stuff, because with the new laws, I've got to pay for, she has to pay for everything before she can settle. So I'm buying her drugs or medication and running her around appointment to appointment, where it used to be you could get a caretaker to do that for you underneath the old law. The insurance companies are scamming us.
They sure are, man. They're trying to turn down as many claims as they possibly can, and it's not just in the healthcare industry. It's in homeowners insurance and everywhere.
Well, it's in auto insurance, too. My auto insurance, they said it was going to go down. I have a clean record, and my auto insurance has done nothing but go up for the same coverage that I had before.
Yeah, my homeowner's insurance goes up. Meanwhile, I have hail damage on my roof. I'm trying to get that taken care of, but they're saying there's no hail damage, and it's 100% evident that my roof is screwed up because of hail. But they're turning down my claim. You know, yeah. They're just not wanting to give out money. But back to health care. Yeah, well,
the health care, you know, we need to go in, bring down the health care companies, and everybody needs to pay into a single payer system.
Yeah.
I would not mind doing that.
Okay, yeah.
The FICA laws, and that is true after your first 100-plus grand, and I don't make anywhere near that, that would help out immensely. But the big problem is, you know, the politicians are paid for, and it's like your previous caller said, until we deal with campaign finance reform, we're not going to get change. And whatever change they give us, like they're talking about with this as a public option, only the sickest people will be in the public option pool, and they'll fail. And it'll be more expensive, or just as expensive as private health care, and it'll be a total joke.
Yeah, it looks like single-payer advocates are eating it on this one, though. You know, it's just too bad. It's not on the table. Really too bad.
I just wanted to say, you know, about taxing the independent people that are making a couple hundred grand a year. I mean, you have to realize,
I don't like that threshold. I think it needs to be higher.
Well, yeah.
I'm thinking maybe like 500,000 a year. Hit those 3 to 5. I need to look at the figures, though. Is the top 3 to 5%, is 200,000 the threshold for the top 3 to 5% earners in America?
Yes, that is the that is.
Is that the figure?
Yes, that is the figure. That's the top threshold. And I can tell you right now.
Yeah, maybe just go after the top one or two and hit them hard.
Well, you don't have to hit them hard. I mean, if everybody just paid their fair share, because they're not paying anything with all the loopholes and everything that goes on. You know, I have so many friends that are self-employed like myself. All my friends are self-employed. And, I mean, we get screwed, the self-employed people do, because we have so many taxes, this, that, and everything else. The economy went south. Me and my business partner on my other business, we both lost so much money in the past 9 months, we don't get paid. Okay, we don't get unemployment. I spent most of the past 6 months not working that much, you know, and I've had to dig into my savings and struggle to survive.
Yeah, and thank God you have some savings. Most people don't, Mike.
You know, and it was very little.
Yeah.
It was very, very little, but, you know, I don't get unemployment or anything like that. And health care for me, I mean, it's a joke. For me to go see my doctor and get my blood drawn and get blood tests is absolutely astronomical. 2 years ago, I lost my partner at 14 years, and she died because of the health insurance companies.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
You know, so but the threshold needs to be raised. We need to get on our state politicians, especially about this whole PIP thing that was sent away, because we lost a lot of healthcare companies out of the state of Colorado, and now it's super expensive to get healthcare in this state.
Well, maybe the next big battle here in America needs to be on campaign financing reform.
Well, it should be. But I'm going to get off the phone.
Yeah, you got it, man. I'm going to take some more calls.
And thanks a lot.
You got it, Mike. Call me again. 303-713-7600. Kathy in Fort Fun. What's up, Kathy?
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good. You?
Oh, I'm doing pretty well. I get agitated about this whole healthcare thing, but I may have missed out on some things, but I expect to pay for it if we get some type of
treatment
plan. And for those people who can't pay for it, I expect to help pay for them. I don't mind with people who bring in more than $250,000, $300,000 that they kick in a little more. But you know, one of the things that's really unfair in this country is that we have companies like Halliburton that are in Iraq and Afghanistan. I think in Iraq there are 150,000 people that are mercenaries. And they're doing the same thing that the military could be doing, but we're paying them, and we're paying them a lot more than if they were in the military. I know my husband was in Vietnam. Let me tell you, he didn't eat Burger King or Pizza Hut. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They really need to look into that. That would be a really big savings if we could get rid of those mercenaries.
It sure would be.
So I don't know if they'll ever do anything about that or not, but that's something that I also find extremely irritating. Why are we paying people to drive trucks? Why are we paying them more than $100,000 a year to do that when we have guys in the Army that are trained to do it that make $30,000 a year? It doesn't make sense. Anyway, just a thought.
Good thought, Kathy. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
All right, have a great day. 303-713-7600. Why don't we just pay more taxes? The argument's been levied here before, and, you know, even in the media, that in the end result, what if you were to pay more taxes and then you wouldn't be paying these premiums and co-pays and all that? There would actually be a net gain in the end. Let's say you spend $12,000 a year in health insurance. Maybe your taxes each year are going to be run between $5,000 and $7,000 or even $10,000 if it's a $2,000 savings a year. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Rick in Greeley. Good morning, Rick.
John?
Yes, sir.
Hi, this is Rick up in Greeley. You and I have talked before, but it's the first time I've called you since you've been handling Jay's show. You're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Thanks for calling, man.
Well, you're very welcome. A couple of things. First of all, I think that Martha is wrong when she says that there's no tax assigned to Internet sales. I buy quite a few items over the Internet.
From businesses, you know, if a business has an online company. But what about Amazon? Are you charged a sales tax on Amazon.com?
Well,
or if you buy stuff through eBay?
I think, I don't buy through eBay, or at least I haven't up to this point. Amazon I do some regular purchases with. It seems to me, but I should say I don't remember, if I had to enter at the stage of payment a zip code, and I bought from somebody recently online where I had to enter a zip code, and I was requested to enter the zip code so that the appropriate tax could be applied. And it was applied appropriately for someone living in Greeley, Colorado, 80634. So at any rate, it's mixed. Certainly, for example, if you buy from L.L. Bean, you pay a tax with an Internet sale because L.L. Bean does business with stores that are open in Colorado.
Right.
Amazon,
Well, there are certain states that are taxing Internet sales, but I'm looking at some of the, you know, I just Googled, are there Internet sales taxes?
What did you find?
I found tax-free Internet shopping may be at an end, so apparently it's out there.
All right, so there's some level.
There's some level of tax-free sales going on the Internet.
All right, well, that's a good point that Martha brought up, but it's not all one way or the other. It's a mixed grill.
Yeah.
The other thing is that there's something.
Because I don't think, you know, I bought stuff on Amazon. I don't think I've ever paid a sales tax on it.
Yeah.
I paid a shipping fee.
Oh, yeah, there's always a shipping handling.
But it's not like when it's 1995, it's 1995, not, you know, $20.73.
Yeah, yeah, I understand what you're talking about. But if there's companies that are asking you for your zip code at the time of checkout, then they're going to be...
Then there's going to be there's going to apply a sales tax.
Yeah, that's right. Another thing I wanted to mention is that there is something very seductive about a proportional flat tax. On the surface of it, it certainly has a ring that it's fair. Everybody's paying the same flat tax. The way I like to think about that situation is the amount of disposable income that one has left over for a decent living. And some of the examples that you gave earlier about the fact, let's say, that someone who's making $40,000 a year and the 30% and whatever, let's say if it was 30% flat tax, is going to have considerably less left over for living than someone who's in the upper categories. And that's why on the surface of it, proportion sounds like it would be fair, but it's really not fair because the bottom line is what it takes to have a decent level of income, disposable income for your living and your regular expenses and savings.
That's a good point.
That's the way that I like to think about it. I have, I certainly have friends that I have conversations with on this particular point, and the way that I deal with it is in thinking of it in that particular fashion. Another thought, I'm wondering if you have heard anything more detailed about the hospital contributions to the paying and implementation.
Yeah, they want to save the $155 billion.
Yeah, over.
You know what I heard on Fox, or not on Fox News, but on the Bill Bennett show this morning?
No, what did you hear?
One of their guests threw out that maybe in order to, you know, here's how hospitals could save that $155 billion. Fire, you know, maybe 30, 40,000 nurses across the country that are making $70,000 a year.
Oh, my God. That's not...
Isn't that ridiculous?
Oh, that's absolutely...
We're in a nurse shortage out there. We've had nurses call us. We need more nurses. We need more doctors.
Yeah, that's absolutely stupid. My wife...
I couldn't believe... I was, like, driving to work. I was like, okay. And every time I drive into work and I listen to Bill Bennett, I'm like, okay, I'm just waiting for him to say something that I could bring up during the show. And he always does.
Well, you got it on that because that's just absolutely foolish.
Let's fire nurses. That'll save $155 billion if we fire nurses. And do nurses make $70,000 a year? I don't think so.
I don't think that. I know my wife is not making $70,000 a year.
And your wife's a nurse?
Yes, she is.
Yeah, see?
Yes, she is.
All right, man. Well, thanks for the phone call.
All right. Rick. Always to talk to you and your buddy.
You got it, man. Hey, thanks a lot.
Best to Jay.
I will. I'll call him today. Thanks a lot, Rick.
Hi.
303-713-7600. Got about a minute or two for one more phone call. Let's go to Ruth in Littleton. Hey, Ruth.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, I heard you talk earlier about Social Security. You can find that maximum really easily by going to the Internet site. It's like $108,000. You don't pay any more Social Security at all from that point when you make above that.
Is that the figure? Okay.
Yeah, it's 108, 109, but it's really easy. But you got to make sure you get the .gov. It's Social Security, and then it's got .gov on it. And it tells you every year exactly what the cutoff is. So as soon as they reach that point, they don't pay a dime. And if that's a place where Social Security could easily be balanced, it's very frustrating because none of the national news on TV or anybody is going to ever mention this because they all make over that money.
Exactly. And you're not going to hear Bill O'Reilly talk about it or Glenn Beck.
I
or even some of the folks that are making over $250,000 a year here in this building.
Yeah, I went over the max a few years, and it's wonderful. You reach that fourth quarter, and all of a sudden your checks just go way up, and you're like, whoa, this is like a gift from above, you know?
Yeah, people like that.
But it's the most unfair tax because those people that are making over $108,000, they're all drawn Social Security when they go off to Florida or wherever they go.
Yeah.
You know, so it's kind of one of those things. And I definitely wanted to say one more thing, and that is I'm a supporter of single payer.
Yeah, and all these supporters of single payer, it's just like they've been hushed and just kind of thrown under the rug. And it's extremely disappointing.
If we don't get that government option, I think Obama's toast.
Yeah, I do too. I agree with you there 100%.
He's just got to get that through.
You know, we screw bipartisanship, just ram it through.
It'll help small business a lot, too.
It will. You know, and we've had a lot of calls from small business owners who are worried about this and providing health care. And, of course, if they're going to be taxed,
if they're making over $200,000 a year.
Well, one thing he's got to be careful of is he doesn't let these, like I work for a company that does provide health insurance, but I'd really love it if I'd had the option as an employee to select the government option or the private plan. Because I'd go with the government option hands down. Even if I had to wait longer initially, I'd definitely do that. I'd rather pay the money to the government than a healthcare company that's going to fight me on every claim I have.
Yeah, to these insurance CEOs that are flying around in their private jets and staying at resorts all over the world.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's just I had surgery not long ago, and I had just a hernia surgery, and they didn't want to pay the nurse. I had to go to the Colorado Insurance Commission to get them to pay for the nurse on my surgery. And I was like, you got to be kidding. And I have a $3,500 deductible on top of it. I was just like, this is outrageous.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I got to say, the Colorado Insurance Commission is a wonderful group of people, and they were right in there, and they made the insurance company pay what they said
Good.
To pay for their policy.
Good.
So that's another thing I like to tell people.
All right, Ruth. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you again soon.
You're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you. All right, bye-bye. 303-713-7600, 853, 7 minutes before 9 o'clock. Patrick, Dave, no, everybody hang on. I'm coming to you. But first, we got to step aside and take a little look at traffic. Here's Todd Parker.
Speeds for northbounders on I-25 really start to bog down once you get past DU as you're making your way towards 6th Avenue. In fact, they're going to drop into the teens and 20s. That's going to add about an extra 10 minutes onto that ride between the Tech Center and downtown. Heavy pockets on 36 as well as on 225 after Parker Road. Surface street accidents, Monaco and Evans, as well as 9th and Santa Fe. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Ralph Shaw Mini, featuring the Mini Cooper with a starting price of just $19,200. Now available with special 1.9% APR financing through July 31st. Learn more at RalphShopMini.com. That's RalphShopMini.com.
AM 760 has the J. Marvin Show.
La, 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 la. Yeah, I know, the last thing you want to hear is another bailout. But you better listen hard to this one. Congress has decided that the music industry might need one. They're calling it a performance tax. What the... Radio already pays to play music, okay? If they pay more, it means you'll lose. Traffic reports, weather, new music. Go to SaveYourRadio.org and tell your congressman to support the Local Radio Freedom Act. Message from this station and the NAB.
How would you like to reduce your carbon footprint and get free electricity for a year? Now, for the first time, go solar with no down and no interest for up to 18 months with independent power system, same as cash financing. Learn how, Wednesday, July 15th, 7 p.m. at the Westerly Creek Elementary School. Did you know that rebates and tax incentives can reduce the cost of a solar system by up to 60%? Join Independent Power Systems Wednesday, July 15th, 7 p.m. at the Westerly Creek Elementary School. Learn how to take advantage of these discounts and how to go solar now with no down and no interest. Save even more when you go solar with your neighbors. Learn how. Wednesday, July 15th, 7 p.m. at the Westerly Creek Elementary School. Go to solarips.com/stapleton to RSVP today for the solar community event. Or call 303-443-0115. Get free electricity for a year. Go solar with Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts.
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment. The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
It's too hot to eat in the kitchen. You're probably having a lot of family barbecues this summer like we are. Whether you need a few pieces or a whole patio furniture setup, get to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center. From wrought iron and granite or tile top tables to outdoor fire pits to the super comfortable deep seating furniture. The season's far from over, so Freehoff's is celebrating over 5,000 pieces in stock ready for immediate delivery. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's at 33rd and Arapaho in Boulder.
Service. That's knowledge. And as any BMW engineer will tell you, knowledge is power. Performance Now is the 3 Series. Yours to test drive at a local BMW center. For ultimate service details, call 1-888-311-4BMW.
Now through August 31st, lease a BMW 328i xDrive for $369 a month. Visit your local BMW center today or go to frontrangebmw.com/finance for details.
Had no idea what to do. I was panicking.
If you're scared or confused because you owe money to the IRS, you're not alone.
I couldn't sleep. I couldn't concentrate at work.
Millions of Americans just like you owe back taxes, but you could be eligible to settle your tax debt and pay just a fraction of what you owe to the IRS.
They were going to garnish my wages.
For free information, make a completely confidential call to Freedom Tax Relief at 1-800-500-4235.
Then it all turned around.
We've helped Americans all over the country eliminate their tax problems for a fraction of what they owe.
That one phone call saved me thousands. What a relief.
Our experienced tax negotiators know how the IRS works, and we know what your rights are. We can help settle your tax problem the right way.
You just gotta call them.
For the free information you need on how you could solve your tax problems, call Freedom Tax Relief at 1-800-500-4235. 1-800-500-4235. That's 1-800-500-4235.
Just a couple minutes here before 9 o'clock. I don't have time to take a phone call, so if you're hanging there, I'd love to get you to hold through news, Darcy and Noah. I'm going to go into open phones next hour, so really anything you want to talk about is cool. Been looking at this Amazon and sales internet sales tax, and it looks like New York is really trying to get Amazon to participate in sales tax. They say they could save they could bring in $47 million a year. So Martha's idea, maybe not so crazy. Your phone calls, anything you want to talk about, good by me, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll be right back. CBS News is next, and then Ed Schultz is coming up at 10 o'clock. I'm John Turk, filling in for Jay Marvin. It's AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk at 303-713-7600.
If you could find a receptionist that's very professional, never late or sick, takes no lunches or vacations, and works for about a dollar an hour, would you hire them? Well, now you can. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant from Intelligent Office. Just forward your calls to our professionals who then screen, announce, and seamlessly connect that call to your office, your cell, anywhere. And no, this is not an answering service. This is a friendly person trained by you to be a member of your staff for that phone call. Now you'll get the important calls anywhere, and we'll take care of the routine ones. So if you need a receptionist to cover those lunches, sick days, or vacations, or if you want to reduce costs and add professionalism, hire an Intelligent Assistant. Call 303-447-9000. Grow your business intelligently with assistance from intelligentoffice.com. 303-447-9000.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. Swine flu fears are in remission, but top health officials are meeting in Washington to chart a plan of action because H1N1 could be a big problem when flu season rolls around later this year. President Obama got on the phone to the meeting from his summit with world leaders in Italy.
The most important thing for us to do in this process is to make sure that state and local officials prepare now to implement a vaccination program in the fall.
Officials say there will be federal funding for that vaccination program. They hope it can start in mid-October. A new Medicare survey raises concerns about hospitals, saying too many people died needlessly and others have to return for treatment just weeks after leaving the hospital. Here's CBS's Howard Arenstein in Washington.
The government is offering new ways to compare medical facilities on its Hospital Compare website. The new statistics show one in five Medicare patients discharged will be back in the hospital within 30 days. The numbers on the website now go back 3 years and include the ability to compare readmission rates at hospitals near you. The government sees it as a way to improve health care and hopes to use the data to help save money down the road.
There's apparently no let up in the cyber attacks that have hit some key websites in the U.S. and South Korea.
The problem is going to get worse, I believe, before it gets better.
Daniel Keel at the National Defense University. So far, the impact has been minimal. It has slowed some web traffic, and fingers of blame are still pointed at North Korea. The talk in Washington is about a letter with an acknowledgement from Director Leon Panetta that top CIA officials misled lawmakers repeatedly since 2001. Former CIA man Michael Scheuer.
If somebody deliberately misled Congress, then that is a very big problem and deserves to be investigated.
Republicans believe the new letter is an attempt to deflect criticism from House Speaker Pelosi, who said the CIA did not tell enough in briefings about harsh interrogation techniques. Reports from Iran say things are getting nasty in Tehran with new demonstrations and a tough response from police that's included shots fired in the air to try to disperse crowds. L.A. Times reporter Borzu Daragahi monitoring the situation from Beirut, Lebanon.
Uniformed security forces and club-wielding, plainclothes vigilantes proceeded to attack them with clubs and tear gas as the demonstrators began chanting, "Death to the dictator, God is great."
The latest news on the economy here at home from retailers, not good. June was a bad sales month thanks to weather and concerns about jobs.
There hasn't been a feeling that we've reached a bottom yet, that we don't feel like consumers are really opening their wallets freely at this point.
Jill Schlesinger of CBSMoneyWatch.com. The number of people filing first-time claims for jobless benefits fell last week, the lowest level since January. Right now on Wall Street, the Dow is down 8 points and the NASDAQ is up 5. This is CBS News.
Hi, this is Sally Field. I always thought calcium and vitamin D and exercise would keep my bones healthy, but I got osteoporosis anyway. So my doctor started me on once monthly Boniva, and he told me something important. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss.
Boniva Ibandronate Sodium is a 150 milligram prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis, CRAD, and Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva if you have low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
I've got this one body and this one life, so I'm doing my best to build strong, healthy bones. Ask your doctor if Boniva is right for you.
Boniva, help stop and reverse bone loss. For a free trial offer, call 1-800-4-BONIVA or visit Boniva.com.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. A foul situation at Wheat Ridge High School. Police are looking for a man caught on camera dumping sewage from his camper down a drain that leads to the school's property. School district spokeswoman Kim Henry says the district will shell out $250,000 to clean up the mess.
It's absolutely disgusting that someone would not think about where that waste is going when they're dumping it.
If caught, the camper's owner faces felony hazardous waste charges. Money's starting to roll in for Governor Ritter's reelection campaign. The campaign's second quarter report says it's raised more than $400,000 despite a down economy and new rules that limit donations. And more bears are wandering into towns in the high country. In Glenwood Springs yesterday, a 2-year-old female bear walked into the lobby of the Hotel Colorado. The bear was later tranquilized and relocated. The Division of Wildlife's Randy Hampton says they're more concerned about a different bear.
We have a bear that we're trying to trap in the Aspen area that's been physically breaking into people's locked homes.
Hampton says that bear will be put down if it is caught. Sports, Joe Sakic to announce his retirement from hockey today, and the Rockies will host the Braves tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Speeds on the Metro Highway start to get back to normal. We'll find some heavy pockets on I-25.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
After a legal battle which lasted almost a full year, Project Runway is set to return to screens in August. The main difference will be its location. Instead of airing on Bravo, Season 6 of Runway will have a new home, Lifestyle. Despite its new location, the show promises fans the exact same show they know and love. The new producers or network bosses didn't want to change a thing.
Demi Moore has reportedly offered Scottish singing sensation Susan Boyle close to $50,000 to sing at her and Ashton Kutcher's fourth wedding anniversary later this year. A source close to the couple has revealed that they think that Susan is absolutely brilliant and that she would eat Ashton alive if she got her hands on him.
It
took the guys at Apple a while, but the iPhone finally has many of the functions you'd expect in a handset of this caliber. Fanboys, that's the name given to diehard Apple fanatics, had been screaming out for features such as cut-and-paste abilities, stereo Bluetooth audio, additional landscape keyboard functionality, laptop tethering capabilities, and more. Now, thanks to the new 3.0 software update, the fanboys are happy. For now.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
24 world-renowned chefs, each battling for the title Top Chef Master. Yes, Bravo's Top Chef has a spin-off show, and it's just as tasty as the original. This time, though, the chefs don't have to live together. They just have to cook together, against each other, navigating waters similar to those experienced by their less experienced Top Chef predecessors. These guys are pros, though, so it should all be smooth sailing, right?
Also refused to take calls from his mother, CNN has learned. Also, some 31.1 million people in the U.S. watched the Michael Jackson Memorial on television, with millions more catching video streams on their computers. Nielsen Media Research estimate on Wednesday provided only a slice of the audience for the L.A. event, but it did offer insight on how the memorial compared to other events. President Barack Obama's inauguration in January was seen by 38 million people on TV, and the American Idol finale in May had 28.9 million viewers. Now, 18 different networks carry the memorial live, including all the big broadcasters and cable news stations, along with MTV, BET. Nielsen does not immediately have an estimate of Jackson's worldwide audience, a task that could take a few weeks. Complete estimates of the internet audience were not immediately available, but individual websites reported some heavy traffic. MSNBC said it streamed nearly 19 million videos on Tuesday. So the viewership was high, and that's why we talked about almost 32 million people were watching it on Tuesday. Meanwhile, L.A. spent $1.4 million to provide security, traffic control, and other services for Michael Jackson's memorial service. City officials said as they looked for ways to have others help the financially troubled city pick up the bill. The amount included $1.1 million in overtime pay for the 4,173 officers who worked to secure the Staples Center. So it does look like that event is costing L.A. some money. I think they initially thought it cost around $4 million, but it's $1.4 million. And that's already a state and city that's strapped for cash. Anything you want to talk about here today? Healthcare. Also, did you see the new homeless numbers? It's really jumping up, especially numbers of homeless families. So if you'd like to talk about that, we can do that as well. About 1.6 million people used a homeless shelter or lived in transitional housing between October 07 and September 2008. About the same as the year before, but within that group, the number of families grew 9% from about 473,000 to 517,000. I'm sure most of those are due to people losing their jobs. But you got homeless families out there. Sad. Let's get back to the phones. Again, anything you want to talk about, fine with me. No, hang on. I'm coming to you. Darcy on Acela's first up. Hey, Darcy.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. I'm on my way to class right now, so I'm going to make this really quick. You heard someone say maybe we should just fire nurses?
It was a guest on the Bill Bennett's morning program on the Patriot Channel.
Well, there's a saying that says you're not a doctor until you kill one person. But the saying also goes to nurses, saying you're not a nurse until you kill 10. Because hospitals are so understaffed for nurses right now. Not enough people are becoming nurses, and nurses are retiring.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, and if you go to a hospital and there's not nurses, you're going to have a pretty crappy visit because they're the ones doing all the work. So
it seems like that. And I've been in and out of a lot of hospitals lately with, seeing Jay and friends that have been sick. And I visited the hospital several times last year. And it always seemed like, there was a shortage of nurses.
Yeah, there are. And they work really hard for really not that much pay.
Did they make $70,000 a year?
I think that's only if you're like a head nurse.
Right.
I think normally, the newer nurses coming in are maybe making 40.
Exactly. And they got to do a lot of schooling even just to become a nurse,
Yeah. And usually hospitals, I think, have like some sort of tuition reimbursement. But that's only if you get a job there, too. So, I don't know.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's absolutely ridiculous to say, hey, fire some more nurses.
Yeah, more and more people are exiting the medicine field strictly because of the healthcare crisis.
Because right now we need those people.
We really do. We need more nurses and more doctors, not fire them.
Yeah, exactly.
That'll, you know, fire 30,000 nurses across the country. That'll save us $155 billion right there. How about some of the waste that goes on? We've had people call in about the waste that goes on in hospitals and food and just supplies that just get thrown out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's so, probably a big one. So,
Darcy, are you the winner of one of the pairs of Mile High
yeah,
Music
I'm
Fest tickets?
I'm down with my kids today to pick it up.
Sweet.
So
they're ready. They're at the front desk ready for you to be picked up.
Yeah, I'm so excited about it. I just
What band are you looking forward to seeing the most, Darcy?
Go Go Bordello. Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
Tell me a little bit. Who is it again?
Gorgo Bordello.
Gorgo Bordello.
Romanian gypsy punk band.
It's
They're
Romanian
amazing.
Punk?
Yeah.
Really? And is that
yeah,
on Saturday or Sunday?
It's on Sunday.
Huh. I'll have to check them out.
Yeah, they're really awesome. You'd probably love them. Everyone would.
All right, we'll check them out. Gorgo okay. Bordello?
Yes. Go-Go, G-O-G-O-L.
Okay, Go-Go Bordello.
Yeah.
All right, looking forward to it. Darcy, have fun at the Mile High Music Festival, courtesy of AM 760.
Yay, and I'll talk to you later.
All right, see ya. Good have fun bye. At school. 303-713-7600. Again, we're in open topics. If you don't want to talk about health care, anything else you want to hit on is fine with me. You want to talk about Ward Churchill, Michael Jackson, cool. How about sex scandal engulfing John Ensign is deepened now that his former mistress's husband has revealed new details about the relationship, saying the Nevada Republican paid the woman more than $25,000 in severance when she stopped working for him. And Doug Hampton went into some really good detail. But, it's, you know, guys like John Ensign, Mark Sanford, get out of office. Why are you sticking around? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Noah in Thornton. Hey, Noah.
Hey, Dirk. I think this thing about taxing the rich people a little bit more, we're really harping on the wrong class here. If you're making $200,000, when you look at the relative cost of what it takes to live in America anymore, that's really just upper middle class.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking the same thing. Several years ago, Jay was talking about incomes, and I don't know how the topic was brought up, but one guy called in and said he made $100,000 a year and could barely get by. And I scoffed at him. I was like, you got to be kidding me. How can you not live on $100,000 a year? And now I see it, you know, with mortgage payments and gas prices and daycare and, you know, everything and thrown in there, $100,000 isn't even really that much anymore.
No, but the real thing is here is we have to just remember that Warren Buffett says that he pays less in percentage of taxes than his secretary does.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is they have, once you get up into that upper strata of society, you think that you're separate. You don't have to pay your way. They've basically bribed our politicians to the point where they don't pay their fair share anymore. I think it's rather disgusting that you and I have to pay 30% usually our wages for what we do because we're actually working a job. But the same person who earns income from investments, they have to pay only about 15%.
Very true.
That is regardless of the amount. So if you and I made, like, say we punched the clock and we made $1 billion a year, we'd be taxed at a rate of roughly about 50%. Now, if we had gone and done investment income, we'd be taxed at a flat rate of 15%. That is the problem in America, is that we basically have a tax-based structure that is set to kill the middle class and perpetuate the never-ending dynastic wealth. Is if you have dynastic wealth that you've inherited, then you've invested that. And that money just keeps on churning more money, and you're paying less and less and less than we do. So there's a problem in America, and the problem is the rich, basically, the real rich.
Yeah, who's out there trying to protect the middle class and the poor? Is there a concerted effort? I don't see it.
There's a concerted effort to destroy them, in my
opinion. Yeah, and that's this guy Bob from Denver, who's been calling the show for years, has worked in labor for 25 years. And he says the same thing. There is an effort out there to just destroy the middle class and basically create a serfdom in the United States.
If you look at the conservative philosophy of today and you just take out the actual, like, words of what they say but look at the underlying meanings, it's the same exact thing that they use for the justifications to defend the crown when we are fighting the Revolutionary War. It just renamed itself. And what it is basically saying that the upper classes, they're entitled to do what they want to do, and the lower classes are entitled to be servants. That's really what it boils down to. And the other thing about nurses and trying to fire them, the reason why medical care churns so much and they have a shortage of nurses is the working conditions are atrocious, John. I work in healthcare. People burn out on a regular basis. I burned out for a while. The reason is they just keep on working to death. They keep keep on forcing you to do more and more and more, and you're realizing that you're taking care of someone's life, and you're moving so fast that you might kill somebody. And that starts to get to you.
Yeah, when you got people multitasking in hospitals, it's a problem.
Nurses get out of the field because literally you cannot take it anymore because you realize that you're working so hard that you're contributing to the death of somebody else in the whole system. I mean, if they gave more nurses and they gave them the time to do their job, people would love to do it. But nurses burn out at a regular rate of about 5 years. That's insane. I mean, they can't work in the ERs and the other places for more than 5 years straight because usually they just...
And these poor nurses, you know, half the people they have to deal with are these grumpy people that don't want to be in the hospital anyway.
That's partially
you know.
But when you have one nurse that's taking care of 15 patients...
Yeah. Yeah, you got like one nurse taking care of an entire floor.
And that is just literally setting up the system...
To fail.
It's setting up the nurse to burn out. So don't blame them. Blame the fact that we have a for-profit system that causes the industry to first force more work out of the nurses so they can make more money. This is what it really is. We're just making money off of killing people in the end. And that just needs to stop.
Yep. Sure does. All right, Noah, you always bring a lot, man.
Hey, no problem, Jeff. Go-Go Bordello is a great band, too.
Is it? You seen him before?
Yeah, I've seen him before.
So are you going to Mile High Music Fest?
No, I can't afford that, man.
Yeah, man, it's going to spend $90 a ticket.
That's out of my range.
Yeah, I know, man. It's out of my range, too.
I mean, as much as I really would like to, I can't compromise on my life in order to get to that. There's no wiggle room left anymore.
Yeah, I hear you, man. People are scaling back on everything. Entertainment seems to be dying at the wayside for people.
Well, it's either food or entertainment.
Yeah, man. I hear you, and that's sad. We should be able to enjoy our lives as well, Noah.
Yep. You have a good day, Jeff.
All right, man, you too. Let's take another quick one. Ron and Donna, hang on. I'm going to go to Jesse in Winter Park. Hey, Jesse. You with me, Jesse? One. Jesse twice. Jesse three times. You're gone. Sorry, dude. Wanted to talk to you about the homeless situation here and increasing number of homeless families. Pretty depressing, and you see a lot of that. I mean, it seems like you find a panhandler on every street corner. A lot of them, to me, look like they could work, but there's no jobs out there. So, you know, what are you going to do? 303-713-7600. Open phones, anything you want to talk about. Ron, I do have time for you now. Let's go ahead and get you in here.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, you?
Hey, not too bad. My late wife used to be a nurse practitioner.
Okay.
And it's not it was not that taking care of the patients that was so, you know, demanding. It was the damn paperwork. It seemed like every month they got a book about as thick as a phone book with new Medicare regulations or how they record, you know, how they did that or new Medicaid regulations. You had to do this or do that. You had to do that by, or else, you know, the doctor wouldn't get his money or the insurance would do that. And after a while, in the early 90s or late 80s, the doctors my wife was working for, they said, the hell with it. We're not taking Medicare or Medicaid patients anymore.
Yeah.
And the thing is, with a lot of doctors are getting out of it, and a lot of nurses, and they're proposing. And as you heard,
well, Ron, we had a doctor call me a couple weeks ago that said he needs to staff like two or three people just to try to collect his bills.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But the thing is that you know, they're throwing up roadblocks. Some of the medical schools for qualifications and stuff. And the second thing, and the thing is, well, what do you think about this proposal to alleviate this thing? The government is thinking with the national health care is train a whole bunch of paramedics, similar to what we call the barefoot doctors in China during Mao's China during the late 60s, early 70s. Or they would be in rural communities, and they would triage, and then from there on, they could send you someplace else. And I think that's what's going to happen with our public health care system. It's going to be a lot of triaging, like it's done.
Yeah, like our guest at 7 o'clock, Peter Harbage, said from the Center for American Progress, you know, people that don't have insurance still have health care. It's the emergency room.
Yeah.
And that's a major problem.
But here's the thing. I just had some minor cataract surgery. Great and stuff. I talked to a friend of mine who's come from Canada. And at my age of 65, they said they would have let you go. And they said if you had another cataract, then they'd take care of you.
Is that right?
So I'm just thinking, you know, you're looking forward to triage. and you're looking to like in the Netherlands or even in some other European countries, euthanasia declared by the government.
Yeah, it's going on in places like China.
Well, or you know, like for example in Holland, that they encourage parents to have abortions if your child's going to be sent Down syndrome.
Or now they're encouraging you to have abortion if they know it's a female. And they have all the this.
Oh, that's China. Yeah.
Yeah, and in China, and they have this extraordinarily huge population of males, and there's nobody for these males to mate with.
Well, the same thing that's happening in India with the ultrasound. But I'm just saying that if you have some defective or they notice birth defects, like in some in European,
they'll ask you to abort.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't think that's the right route, Ron.
Hey, it's coming. If with the national health insurance, that's coming. Hey, they got to look at the bottom line.
Yeah. All right, Ron. Well, hey, man, thanks a lot for the phone call. We'll see you. 303-713-7600. Donnie, you're next. I also got Jim and Julie want to talk about music and entertainment. So awesome. We're in open phones. Anything you want to talk about, let's have a little fun this hour. Bring up something else going on out there. Saw this article in Time Magazine about, oh, crap, my parents added me on Facebook. If you're on Facebook and your parents or like a grandparent tried to add you, have you accepted the friendship? My grandmother has been on that friend suggestion list for about a couple months, 3-4 months, and I just don't have the guts to add my grandma to my Facebook page. I know she probably just wants to see photos of the family and stuff, but it's like, I don't want her to see all the other stuff I'm doing on Facebook. I probably shouldn't even let some of the listeners on there. I mean, I have a huge number of friends on Facebook, and, you know, I got to be careful what I put on there, or what my friends post on there more particularly. 303-713-7600. Your phone call's next. John Turk filling in for Jay Marvin. It's 9:23, 37 minutes away from 10 o'clock and the end of the show. And Todd Parker now has traffic.
Heavy pockets on I-25 between the Tech Center and downtown. Crews are cleaning up that.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular pavestone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8255 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
If you could find a receptionist that's very professional, never late or sick, takes no lunches or vacations, and works for about $1 an hour, would you hire them? Well, now you can. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant from Intelligent Office. Just forward your calls to our professionals who then screen, announce, and seamlessly connect that call to your office, your cell, anywhere. And no, this is not an answering service. This is a friendly person trained by you to be a member of your staff for that phone call. Now you'll get the important calls anywhere, and we'll take care of the routine ones. So if you need a receptionist to cover those lunches, sick days, or vacations, or if you want to reduce costs and add professionalism, hire an Intelligent Assistant. Call 303-447-9000. Grow your business intelligently with assistance from intelligentoffice.com. 303-447-9000.
Solar now and get free electricity for a year. Learn how to take advantage of rebates and tax incentives that reduce the cost of solar by up to 60%. Now for the first time. Go solar with no down and no interest for up to 18 months with independent power systems same as cash financing. Learn how. Wednesday, July 15th, 7 p.m. at the Westerly Creek Elementary School. That's Wednesday, July 15th, 7 p.m. at the Westerly Creek Elementary School. RSVP at solaripsdotcom/stapleton.
Collecting in your house right now that are worth money on eBay? Don't think so? Well, just to prove it, we're going to send you a free guide with the secrets to making money on the internet. And it's yours free of charge by calling right now, 1-800-300-1187. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free guides available. 1-800-300-1187. This free guide is brought to you by QuickBids, a group of professionals who've made their fortune on the internet with sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With your free guide, you'll learn how to turn almost anything into cash, including tens of thousands of products you can choose from the online warehouse. Get extra cash on eBay with stuff you already own. Request your free guide today while supplies last. Just call 1-800-300-1187. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-300-1187.
Who's this? This is 303, that's right. The big popular Colorado band. They stole, you know, if I was going to name a band, I was thinking about that name 303 a long time ago, just because we're in the 303, dog. How about 719? Or the 970. 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about here, hang on, Jim and Julie. I'm coming to you. I want to talk to you about entertainment and music. Glad you're hanging there, but Donna's been hanging around for some time. She wants to talk about nurses. Hi, Donna. Would you add your grandmother to your Facebook page?
Oh, you know what? I was gonna, after you said that, that is funny, because we were talking about that, too, about how some of the kids, you know, I mean, some of my friends' kids are on there.
Hey, I have a nephew that's like 9 or 10 years old that's on Facebook.
Yeah, I know. And so
the parents should have them on their Facebook page just to keep an eye on what's going on.
That's right. So I asked, you know, my little goddaughter, she's going to be 14 next month, to be her friend, and I'm on there.
She accepted your friendship request?
Pardon?
She accepted your friendship request?
Away. She thought that was pretty cool because she thinks I'm kind of cool. But I, you
know, you sound cool to me.
I have to comment, you know, nobody likes the potty mouth.
Yep.
Or watch those.
Oh, when people put drop F-bombs on my wall, I delete it right away.
You know, she'll put a little picture of her on there, and then the boys will be gawking, you know.
Uh-huh.
And they'll say, put your eyes back in your head, boys. So, it is kind of funny.
Yeah, that is funny. The Facebook dilemma I'm in, man, I'm tempted to, you know.
Yeah.
I've had some funny stuff going on my Facebook page lately. I'm tempted, and I have a lot of great friends that are listeners as well, you know, or listeners that have turned into friends, I guess I should say.
Yeah, maybe you need to.
But I get, you know, I'm tempted to maybe just shift all those people over to the J. Marvin fan page, because I get a lot of negative stuff, like, you know, reaction to the show and whatnot. And, you know, I set up that page to kind of just be for fun and for me to just talk about what I'm into and show pictures of me and my friends and my family. But, you know, I don't want people lambasting me for what I'm doing on the radio on there or, you know, I mean, it's cool for people to send me links to stuff that I'm talking about. I dig that, but I've gotten a lot of negative stuff, and I have over 700 friends on my Facebook page.
Yeah, you need to have, like, one of those fan ones.
You know, and it's hard to go in and set ramifications on who can see what or who can do what on your wall.
Well, maybe they need to.
I know, and so I've been thinking about dropping all my, you know, listeners, and I don't want to do that, so I'm kind of finding myself in a dilemma there of whether I should keep all my J. Marvin Show listeners on my personal Facebook page, or if I should just direct those folks to the J. Marvin fan page.
They've got to do something. Maybe they'll figure something out, because that is going to be a dilemma for people, but it is funny to have the kids. That is kind of a funny thing.
Yes, it is.
The thing I wanted to say about the nurses real quick, though, is when you heard Bill Bennett say that on the radio.
I don't know if it was Bill Bennett. It was some fill-in guy. It wasn't Bill this morning. I couldn't recognize the voice, and by the time I got here, he hadn't mentioned who he was.
Well, some right.
But it was some guest of his on the Bill Bennett Show.
Yeah, you know they're just saying that because they don't want anybody to make $70,000 a year. They want everybody now to be against the nurses because, oh, they make too much money. That's their MO. It's the money thing.
It is a money. And you'll have people on the right or conservatives saying, like the Bill Bennett Show, who knows how much this guest is making a year.
Yeah.
Probably like $100,000, $150,000 doing whatever he does.
Yeah, but they don't want.
And meanwhile, they don't want a nurse, and they're saying nurses make 70, which is total. I don't think that's right.
No.
Unless maybe you're a head nurse, you know.
I know, and they just that's another how they try to do the you know, the culture war or the what do they call it, the class warfare.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah, for sure.
You know, they want everybody to think, because the hospitals, because they make too much money. That's why.
Yeah, the hospitals aren't making the profits.
Yeah,
look to the insurance companies.
Yeah.
And then look to the politicians that are getting cash from these insurance lobbyists.
No,
that's the problem.
The nurses and the maintenance people are making too much. Fire them all.
I know how we could save $155 billion in hospitals. Let's fire custodians.
You know, some of them, they do their own cleanup.
Right. I mean, that has got to be, honestly, and if you work in a hospital and you're custodian, if you're listening to the show, you can call me.
Yeah.
I absolutely think that you are do one of the most probably disgusting jobs out there and thankless jobs.
Yeah.
And every time I see somebody in a hospital cleaning up a room,
yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, you know what? I feel for that person.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, I wonder how much money that person's making cleaning up the blood on the floor.
Yeah.
And, you know, and is being exposed to all kinds of different diseases and infections and, yeah. you know, viruses.
Yeah, and they do a wonderful job.
And they do, you know. And I see it in the malls, too. I
know,
I really have a big heart for people that do kind of the jobs that a lot of people would say Americans don't want to do.
I know. You look at the floors when you go into Dillard's or someplace, and they're so shiny.
Yeah, somebody has to. Somebody's doing that, you know.
Those babies every night.
Yeah.
Anyway, good luck on your Facebook.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Bye.
Yeah, am I on your friendship? Am I one of your friends, Donna?
I'm going to have to do that.
Will you add me?
Yeah, T U
R K.
Right there, okay.
All right, no funny business on there, though, okay?
I have a little funny business. Okay.
Don't be posting nudies of yourself on there, Donna.
I won't. Okay,
okay. I'm just kidding. Love you. Probably stepped over the line on that one, but I've seen some funny stuff on Facebook. I've had porn stars add me. I don't know how that's happened. Porn stars. And I'll accept them, sure, why not? I like pornography. How about you, Erica?
Well, my dad is on my Facebook as well, so I've said to all of my friends, you know, before you tag me in a picture or leave a comment on my wall about last night, you know, just consider.
Yeah, exactly.
And all my coworkers, as you know, everybody here at work is on there, so you want to be careful with that, too.
Yeah, my wife posted pictures from of our camping trip, my secret spot.
Mm-hmm.
One of her friends comments, that went with us. Oh, it was here, and here's directions.
See?
You know, come on now, dude. Get off of there. But yeah, my dad's not on Facebook. My mom is, and she's my buddy. She's super cool. And she's actually active on there. But, like, you know, I'm a fan of, I think I'm still a fan of Ron Jeremy on my Facebook. You know, who isn't a fan of Ron Jeremy?
That's true.
A stud. Just kidding. All right, I'm going to squeeze one more in before we break. Jim, you're next. Hold on, buddy. I'm coming to you. Don't go anywhere. Julie in Louisville. Hi, Julie.
The gentleman was, a couple of callers ago, was bemoaning the fact that he couldn't afford a $90 concert ticket.
And yeah.
I just want to point out to people, there is so much free entertainment out there this summer. I happen to live in Louisville, but I know that Flatirons Mall is doing free concerts. The Boulder Pearl Street Mall is doing free concerts. I know Old Town Arvada does. I'm personally on the Louisville Cultural Council. We've got a free concert at Louisville Community Park tonight. It's instrumental surf music. It should be
cool.
Fabulous.
Dick Dale type stuff.
You can bring a picnic. You don't have to spend a dime. And then tomorrow night in Louisville is the Friday Night Street Fair. Again, it's free. And
Highlands Ranch. I live in Highlands Ranch, and they do some of the. They have like concerts in the park or whatever, at least like once a month. And they have free entertainment. There is free entertainment out there. You just got to kind of look at it. Where did you find this stuff? Or you just know because you're involved there in Louisville?
I'm involved in the arts in Louisville.
Are you? Sweet.
Our website is louisvillearts.org. I also have a film series that's starting Saturday night. I am charging $5 for the film series, but it costs a lot of money for equipment
and to
license a film. But it's only $5. So, you know,
there's cheap entertainment out there.
There's tons of stuff out there.
Just so for folks, again, in the Boulder County area or Louisville or, you know, out there on 36, folks in Denver, you know, you're not that far out from Louisville.
Yeah, exactly. Or, you know, definitely go to your city website and see what's going on, because most of the cities or shopping centers or whatnot are offering free concerts. And they're great groups. And like I said, it's either low cost or no cost.
Yeah, you're right. No, I'm glad you called in. There is free entertainment out there. You got to be active and out there looking for it.
Absolutely. But I'm not gonna buy a concert ticket all summer. I'm just going to take it.
I've already spent so much money in concert tickets this year, and I'm looking at myself in my bank account now, and I'm like, why did I do that? But I'm a music lover, so, I mean, that is my hobby. I love to see live music, and I love to play golf. I haven't played much golf this year. I've maybe swung the sticks about 10 times. But I've been going to the cheaper courses. But I've been spending all my money on concerts. But there's been so much good stuff around. It's like, you know. Got to see Jane's Addiction, Nine Inch Nails, Neil Young, The Grateful Dead, some Widespread Panic. But it's like, you know, I'm not trying to brag, but that's what I like to spend my money on. That's, you know, instead of going shopping and buying new clothes or shoes, I'll wear my scummy old shoes and shirt I've had for 10 years and buy a concert ticket. Seems like I've lost you, Julie.
At least you're supporting the arts. We can't afford the kind of groups that you mentioned. We are supporting local artists.
Yeah, you know, get these local artists out there. And we do have this thing, and I'll mention it to Julie and everybody else out there. If there's an event going on, you know, if it's a free concert or anything, we have this thing called the community calendar on AM760's webpage at am760.net. And if there's something going on that you think our listeners would be interested in, go on the right column there. There's three different columns. One is for, you know, our sponsors. Another one from Lori Lynn, who is kind of our guru here, and she has all of her suggestions on one column. And then the other column is for our listeners to put anything going on. If, you know, if Senator Bennett's having a health care discussion and you want to protest it, put it on there. If there's a free concert going on or a upcoming show or a restaurant you need to check out, go put it on there. It's basically an interactive forum for our listeners for events.
All right, John. You have a good day.
You too, Julie.
Bye.
Hey, thanks a lot. 303-713-7600. I am late for a break, so Jim, you're next. Kat as well. Got a couple open lines at 303-713-7600. Your phone calls on anything under the sun next, but Todd Parker is going to take a check of traffic first.
Northbounders on I-25, still busy on that approach to Alameda. Off those main roads, they finally cleaned up that accident, Monaco and Evans. In the high country, Mount Evans Road shut down due to construction. They're also working on Loveland Pass. Now you can get by, but it sounds like traffic's going to alternate. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a hot one today with a high of about 88 degrees. Currently, partly cloudy skies, and it's 67. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Mario, and today's AM 760 is brought to you by CPAP Specialist.
Celebrate a new high in gaming. Higher stakes and longer hours are here. Play blackjack, roulette, and craps in the canyon's beautiful new pit. But don't wait. Win the new Nissan Cube July 30th. Earn entries daily playing blackjack, slots, and video poker. Visit canyoncasino.com for details.
Want to take your business to the next level? Win $5,000 in advertising for your business.
Probably the best idea.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paved stone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Where is my life headed? Will I find true love?
Should I change careers?
When you have important questions, California Psychics has answers. Over 150 gifted psychics available 24/7, helping people just like you. And California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
My California Psychic experience was primo. I was just astonished. I never expected that.
Secure and confidential. California Psychics has done over 1 million readings. Just call 1-800-PREDICT. 1-800-PREDICT. And if it's not the best psychic reading you've ever had, it's free.
First, I had the chills and I felt choked up.
Our psychics will help you find love, happiness, and your true life path. Need someone to listen? Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. Remember, if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever experienced, it's free.
I definitely think California Psychics was the best psychic reading I've ever had.
You have to wait until more Apitrim is available. For your free bottle, call 1-800-500-4452. 1-800-500-4452.
On June 7th, Denver experienced one of the most damaging hailstorms in our city's history. If your home was in the path of this storm, call Alden Roofing. Alden Roofing is family-owned in Englewood and is a proud supporter of AM 760. To schedule a free professional roof inspection, call 303-600-8031. That's 303-600-8031 or online at aldenroofing.com. Alden Roofing, generations of renovations.
Face it, we all just want our vehicles to work. At Cottman Transmission, we deliver superior service to get your vehicle back on the road. We also deliver convenience, including pickup and drop-off. If you need us, we're here. Call 303-761-8841 or go to CottmanDenver.com.
Nate, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
My customer had a tiny chip in his windshield. Yesterday, he got in his hot car, cranked up the AC, and crack, it spread. If only he'd called sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. And an Elite Safelite repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, it's free.
Let Elite Safelite handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 303-287-5000.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
The Home Depot has new, lower prices on a wide selection of ceiling fans. There's a bunch under $100, including collections from Hampton, Bay, and Hunter. Stop in today and save twice. Once when you buy your new fan, and again when you cool off your summer electric bills. New lower prices on ceiling fans from under $100. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Prices valid in U.S. only.
Safe retirement question number 66. Want to know how to be 100% sure you won't outlive your money? Stop gambling with your retirement dollars. Tune into the It's Time to Cover Your Assets show, Saturday afternoons at 12:30, right here on AM 760.
This song is dedicated to my wife, Stacey Turk, who's cruising around out there. You know, when I first got turned on to this song, Eric, and it's funny you play this, because I love it, too, the Ting Tings. They came here, I think they played here in concert not too long ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I wanted to go, but it was, like, in the middle of the week. But the Victoria's Secret runway show, that's the first time I heard it. And I went back, and my boys love it, too. My boys are really into fashion models. And so we go back and listen to that, and it was the best part of the whole fashion runway show was that song right there. I still, you know what, I lost. It was on my TiVo, but I had a friend come in from out of town and started setting up, like, recording programs, like, for all these stupid shows on A&E, and it deleted all my old stuff at the bottom because I reached the 100% level. I was so bummed, and I lost my 2008 Victoria's Secret runway show.
Well, there's always the 2009.
It's on YouTube, but it's not as clear as I need. Just kidding. 303-713-7600. We're in open phones. Anything you want to talk about? I only got a couple lines full right now, so there's definitely some action for you if you want it at 303-713-7600. Cat in Broomfield, hang on. I'm coming to you. Hi, Jim in Boulder.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I'm still blown away by that one commercial that you had. The buy and build guy says he's having a wholesale.
A wholesale?
Yeah, it's what he says.
Yeah.
Wholesale prices.
And then this is our resident English grammar corrector.
No, I'm far from that.
It's progressive, not progressive, right?
But I'm the other guy who said that. I wasn't the guy who was totally harping on you about it.
No, I know. Jim, I'm just giving you a hard time, brother. It's okay.
And then there's that other
I'm an English major. I should be able to speak the English language pretty well.
You might have noticed the other commercial where the guy says how his wife looks 20 years younger. He said, I towed her. She looked like a toad. He doesn't pronounce the L on that.
Is it toad?
Anyway, hey, I saw Bands on the Bricks last night. I saw Fab Four there. Did they come into the studio one time and play for you guys? I know there was
a different Beatles, the Beatles group come in here. Now the name is escaping me right now, which is really lame.
Well, Fab Four was awesome.
Really?
Nostalgia type of music, you know. That's the theory that I go with the band I'm trying to get started. And it was great. And they're going to be playing in Longmont Friday night, everybody. It was so good. Man, they sent it so realistic. And the way you got the singers acting like John Lennon, kind of his kind of personality, they were awesome.
Is that right?
So professional and sounded just like them. It was great, man.
What other kind of music are you into out there? What are some of the other good local bands?
Oh, well, I tell you, you should go to the home of the blues at the Boulder Outlook with the Heavy Cats on Sunday night, Lionel Young, Killer Blues, and then, of course, every Tuesday.
I've been really getting into blues lately, man. I know there's a new joint downtown there by Coors Field as well, tucked in there right by the Falling Rock Tap House. But I'd love to go see some good local blues. If anybody
tonight, the Boulder Outlet, there's a half kind of somewhat famous person going to be there, actually, from the playing all the way from the early 60s. That's what they were saying.
Is that right?
Check that out.
I've been getting into some crazy old stuff, like Fred McDowell and Alvin Youngblood Hart. And I like that southern swamp blues, man. That's what I've been into.
I have to say, every Friday night, turn on my favorite public radio station, Friday Night with the Blues, man, KTNU. That's what I just wanted to tell you, man. There's always, you can see Band on the Bricks, Rhythm on the Rails, Longmont's Friday Night, just go all over the place. It's better than that Widespread White Guys band.
The what?
Widespread Panic.
Oh, come on.
That's what the WP stands.
Would you say people. Widespread White Guys?
Yeah. When I first saw it, I thought the sticker stood for West Philly, and then they thought I was busting their chops, and I was really serious, so.
I've seen several African Americans at Widespread Panic shows, just for your information.
I don't give that music the time. So. I've been up all night.
What?
That one song, I've been up all night.
That song is not my favorite. Not my favorite. Well, you know, I'll tell you what. Honestly, since their original guitarist died, the music has taken a little hit. They call him Jimmy Too Many Notes Herring now.
Wow.
But, hey, I'm glad Widespread White People is not your thing.
Widespread White Guys, that's what I call them.
All right.
Anyway, check out Fab Four Friday night. They're great.
Hey, thanks for listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Are you a progressive?
I'm a progressive.
Hi, buddy.
See you, dude. He's been busting my chops for years here. Good dude, though. That's all right. I can take criticism. 303-713-7600. Open phones. Where are you people? I lose everybody talking about Facebook and Michael Jackson at the top of the hour. 31.1 million people watching it on Tuesday. Also looks like Janet Jackson tried to interfere, an intervention, with other brothers back in 2007, but Michael Jackson told security not to let him in and even wouldn't take phone calls. Story's going to get more bizarre before it gets better. Kat in Broomfield. Hey, Kat.
Hey.
What's up?
I like porn, too.
Good for you.
I am calling to say I'm back from Texas and now back, wasn't in Broomfield. And now
I know, it's been a while. It's been a long time since we've heard your voice on the radio station. You moved to Texas again. Was it due to the economy, Kat, or what was going on with some personal issues?
Getting some medical treatment for my son.
Okay, that's right, it was a personal issue.
But I wanted to talk about...
you glad to be back from Texas, first of all?
Thank you. I wanted to talk about civil unions for straight people. Why can't we have them?
There should be civil unions for straight people. Maybe they should just call it a civil union, not a marriage, right?
Yeah, that's what
I... Is that what you're getting at?
Well, you know, because the old marriage laws were, you know, basically made women property. I know they've evolved through the years, but still, I think a civil union would be fabulous.
Isn't that all that marriage certificate means, is that your wife and all her property is your property?
Yeah, that's basically, especially in Texas. I learned that the hard way.
Obey.
Obey. Yes, I will honor and obey. I think
we scrapped that part of the vows in me and Stacy's wedding.
My vow is going to be that I promise to spend the rest of my life making you as happy as you could made me.
Right.
But I just wonder why they don't offer that.
Civil unions for straight couples.
Yeah.
I'm for it.
Let's start a movement.
Let's do it.
Okay. Well, it's good to hear you.
It's good to hear your voice. Did you develop a little Texas accent while you were there or something?
Well, I was raised there, and unfortunately it came back.
It did. I know. It didn't sound this thick last time I talked to you.
It'll wear off. Don't worry.
I love it. Okay. I love Southern accents.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
All right, Kat, we'll see you. 303-713-7600, 948, just 12 minutes here before 10 o'clock, and we're going to send it off to the Ed Schultz Show after CBS News. But anything you want to talk about, you can do it here in the next segment, 303-713-7600. I see Annette holding on. She's really done some great work for animals without homes around the state. So, Annette, we're going to get an update from you coming up next. But first, we'll get our last look of traffic with Todd Parker in the morning.
Southbound I-25, still slow downtown. Where things are starting to break loose is on I-25 as you're making your way past DU. No problems to report on 2 1/4 or on I-70 over that elevated stretch. Heading out to DIA, picking somebody up, dropping somebody off, catching a flight yourself. Security wait times less than 10 minutes. Plenty of parking spaces. Pena Boulevard's wide open. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Dead battery, flat tire, out of gas? AAA, it's worth every penny. Join today. They can save you on the road and save you money with the largest discount program in the world. Call 1-800-JOIN-AAA or visit AAA.com. Relax, they take care of you.
Do I have health care?
Yes, I do.
No, I don't. And I can't go to the hospital.
Go solar now and get free electricity for a year. Learn how to take advantage of rebates and tax incentives that reduce the cost of solar by up to 60%. Now for the first time. Go solar with no down and no interest for up to 18 months with independent power systems same as cash financing. Learn how. Wednesday, July 15th, 7 p.m. at the Westerly Creek Elementary School. That's Wednesday, July 15th, 7 p.m. at the Westerly Creek Elementary School. RSVP at solarips.com/stapleton.
Hi, this is Tom Harbin. Would you like to learn to play the piano within 8 weeks? Well, now you can with the unique technique, accelerated piano method at Pianos and Pianos Teaching Facility. This course is half the price of private lessons. With the unique technique method, you'll be playing exciting selections of songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Pianos and Pianos, a proud sponsor of AM 760. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you followed your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Allowing you to look up to 10 years younger. This is our biggest giveaway ever, because we're not only giving away $1 million worth of our age-defying cream, we're also going to give the first 100 lucky callers a free bonus gift with the risk-free trial. So call now for your free trial and free gift. Don't miss out. Look up to 10 years younger when you call 1-800-600-8412. That's 1-800-600-8412.
Are you concerned about the huge costs of automotive repairs? You should be. A transmission costs $2,500. An air conditioning compressor costs $1,600. Onboard computers cost $1,800. And inflation will only make these costs higher in the future. But now you can protect yourself from these huge unexpected auto repair bills with an extended service contract from U.S. Direct. If your automobile has less than 200,000 miles, you can qualify. With U.S. Direct, you choose your coverage, your payment plan, and your repair shop. We'll get your repair bill paid directly, so you don't have to. With U.S. Direct, you never have to pay huge repair bills again because you're covered. And our top rating with the Better Business Bureau means you can have total peace of mind. Visit us at don'tpayautobills.com or call 866-533-4915. Mention this radio ad and get $300 off your policy today. But you must call now, 866-533-4915. 866-533-4915. 866-533-4915.
I'm going to read a couple of instant messages and Facebook messages. This comes from Jason. Don't drop me, Turk. Screw the haters. You the man. Andrea says, hey, Turk, don't drop me. My 23-year-old son is my Facebook friend. This is my younger teen cousin-in-law. I asked her parents if it was okay to accept her friendship request as I'm raging and dem and talk about gay marriage and things of that sort. They are evangelicals, and they said they appreciated my concern and gave me the green light. So those are some Facebook messages. This one comes in from Patrick. Taxes on the Internet are based on where you have offices, facilities. I worked for GAIAM, G-A-I-A-M, and they have offices in New York, Colorado, Ohio, and California, so they had to collect taxes based on your billing address. So since most .coms are in California, California residents pay a lot of taxes. Thank you for that update, Patrick. Appreciate it. Now your phone calls. Got a couple hanging on. Let's go to Annette in Boulder. Hi, Annette.
Hey, John.
How are you?
I'm great. You're doing a great job.
Oh, thanks. I'm trying. Some days are better than others, but I've been having a lot of fun with it.
How's Jay doing?
Jay's hanging in there. He's got to fly out in about, you know, he has surgery in 1 month for today in New Jersey.
Oh.
On his spinal column. So, you know, it's a pretty risky surgery, too, so just keep him in your thoughts.
Yeah, I bet he's got a lot of people doing that.
I'm sure. So what's going on out there in the animal shelter business?
Well, I started a nonprofit, and that's what I wanted to
tell us about
everybody
it.
About. It's called Shelter Me Photography, and what it is it's professional photographers taking professional pictures of shelter animals for free. And, you know, a really good picture can mean the difference between life and death for a shelter animal.
Mm-hmm.
So
I know. I've seen your calendar's awesome that you put out.
Did you like December?
Which dog was on December?
That was Eddie and the monkey.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome. So what you do is you put together these calendars and you basically sell away sponsorship for a month, right?
Well, with the nonprofit is we just go to shelters as many as we can, photograph the animals, give the files to the shelter. They can do whatever they want to with it. They put it up online, and what it does is it increases the adoption rates.
Good.
The pictures are much better. People tend to look at the better pictures.
Yeah, for sure.
So I've had adoption rates as high as 90% for the animals I've photographed.
Very good.
Shelters in Louisiana. So,
you know, my heart is just broken every time I go into an animal shelter. The last time I went into one was in Durango, Colorado, when we went on vacation down there in December, and I almost left there with a dog. I almost did. I didn't, you know, and I feel bad in it, but I got 3 kids and a dog already.
Yeah.
You know, but I tell you what, I do want a big dog.
Well,
I want a Great Dane or a Mastiff. If you know any Great Danes or Mastiffs that are looking for a home, will you shoot me an email?
I sure will. Yeah.
I got a little yellow lab. Yeah. And so what is, you got a website for your nonprofit?
ShelterMePhotography.org.
Okay.
And anybody out there that knows of a shelter or a rescue, or if there's a foster group, I photographed a beagle rescue a few weeks ago, and they have fosters. They don't have a shelter. So everybody came together at a picnic, so I showed up there. But I just want to let the shelters out there know that I'm here. It doesn't cost them anything. If they have a volunteer or two that can help bring the dogs out to me, and the cats. I have the cats.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's.
Oh yeah, I got a cat too, Annette.
Oh. Oh, good.
And I got
good.
A turtle.
I'm a little scared of turtles.
We found this one. It was the size of like a quarter in Minnesota, like 3 years ago, and we brought it home. It made it all the way back to Colorado in the car. And now, you know, it's about the size of just a normal painted turtle, but it's going to get really big. But, yeah, I'm an animal lover, and I think most of our listeners would say they are as well.
Well, we have a booth at the Louisville Fair every Friday night. You come up there. I think Hazel Miller is going to be playing pretty
soon. Hazel Miller's awesome, too. And we had another caller, Julie, just call and mention that as well.
They have a great lineup of bands. So we have a booth there. Come by the booth.
ShelterMePhotography.org.
Yep, ShelterMePhotography. We also... do fundraisers, and that is, you know, all set up in a park, and people bring their pets, and I photograph them for donations.
Very cool.
100% of all the donations and proceeds that we bring in go to the nonprofit.
All right, well, keep up the good work, Annette. I got to squeeze one more phone call in, okay?
All right, John.
All right, call me again. All right, I'm gonna be on the radio again tomorrow. If you want to call and plug this again tomorrow, we're in open phones. All right.
All right, I'll do that.
All right. Chrissy in Lafayette. Hey, Chrissy, I got about 60 seconds for you. I'm sorry it's short, but I'm just going to give it all to you.
That's okay. Hey, John, how's it going?
Good. You?
Good. Listen, I wanted to say I recently moved to Colorado about 2 or 3 years ago, and I am a professional seamstress. And what I wanted to say to all of those parents out there, I'm only 25, but I've been sewing for about 19 or 20 years. And for those parents who are really looking for something for their children to get involved with, I would say vocational schools would be one of the best ways to go. You know, schools offer carpentry and woodworking and shop class and, you know, home ec. Because, you know, how many people...
Home ec isn't even part of education anymore, is it?
No, it's not.
Those are my favorite classes. I had a cooking class in high school. It was my favorite.
I know, you know.
I had to sew stuff when I was in middle school. I had to take sewing classes.
Yep, you know, my fiance is from Louisiana, and he's a fabulous cook, so I couldn't be luckier. But, you know, I teach sewing classes at a store in Boulder.
What's your website? I only got 20 seconds left.
Well, it's the store is called Common Threads. It's on 27th and Spruce. But I would just say for parents who, you know, are kind of sick of the sports
right.
programs and stuff. You know, really talk to your schools about instituting some vocational programs because...
I'm into it.
You know, it's better than algebra.
Yes, it is. Hey, listen, I wish I had more time, Chrissy. I'm out of time, though.
That's okay. Hey, go to Deckers is a great place to go.
Heck yeah, it is.
Go camping.
All right, thanks. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. It's 9:58.
Are you receiving monthly checks from a lawsuit you won?
It's too hot to eat in the kitchen. You're probably having a lot of family barbecues this summer like we are. Whether you need a few pieces or a whole patio furniture setup, get to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center. From wrought iron and granite or tile top tables to outdoor fire pits to the super comfortable deep seating furniture. The season's far from over, so Freehoff's is celebrating over 5,000 pieces in stock ready for immediate delivery. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
Traveling for summer vacation? U.S. Airport Parking makes it easy. No driving in circles looking for a spot. They guide you to an open space. Their bus takes you from your car to curbside check-in. And if you need a hand with your bags, drivers are glad to help. U.S. Airport Parking, Tower Road, just north of Pena. It's so easy. Right now, AM 760 listeners get an...